the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you with it. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. Ah! It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Achoo.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Going
episode 687. 687 of these.
Why was 5 afraid of 6?
Why?
Because 687.
Oh.
I've been waiting so many episodes
really?
For that joke. Oh, my God.
And we have a new guest for the first time ever. We have Shira Lazar. Welcome.
If you were saying who is Shira Lazar, by the way, that intro was pretty epic. I was entertained.
Thank you.
It's easily the most entertaining part of the show.
My favorite
for the next
part,
couple hours, we just drain out.
There's that part with the guy screaming. That was our friend Joe when we brought him in and we put one of those training collars, those electric
dog
shock.
Training electric yeah, shock collar.
Yeah, on him. And he was getting zapped. Yeah, we sink to that level sometimes.
Hey, gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, gotta do.
I grew up in the mean streets of Seattle, so that's actually raising to a level.
Is that
for
just
me.
Welcome yeah. to Seattle?
Oh no, that's we go for shock collars in Seattle. Yeah. That's our achievements.
That's where we met. We met in Seattle.
Yes. Yeah, we met in Seattle.
A bar. We were both at a bar alone at the bar.
Yes.
And we happened to start talking, which is rare this day and age for two strangers just to talk to each other like regular humans.
Yes.
We found out we both do YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just how this happened.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, and I've been meaning to ask you for a while to come on the show, but the weird catalyst to all this is the other day I was pumping gas. And I see you on the screen at the gas station, like on the little video screen while you're pumping gas.
Yeah. My company, What's Trending, we do those gas station TV videos. So that's a weird claim to fame. It's interesting. Literally, someone mentions that to me once a day, at least.
That's crazy. I get good brought reach. Up for the gas station security cams a lot.
There you go. That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
It just plays like it, and it you can't leave it because you're there pumping your gas. So it's like in people's faces.
You're not allowed to smoke a cigarette at the gas station, but I've seen cigarette ads at the gas station.
They play some cigarettes. On the screen.
I know it just makes me want to light one up, but I have to wait till the gas
you
is
you don't
done.
Smoke.
But I subliminally want to start every time I see one. It's strange.
Okay. Testing discipline.
I have no discipline. Yeah.
You know?
That's why they
no,
put the shock collar on me.
He lacks discipline. But he used to weigh 600 pounds and then he lost 200 pounds.
That was gigantic. Yeah. I'm still
that's
very
amazing.
Large. Still very
you
large.
You should be very proud of yourself.
I'm proud of myself for so many other reasons. I have the hugest ego.
He does.
It's great.
I thought you were going to say something else. I have the hugest.
Well, yeah, no, it's not even that big, but I know how good I am. So I was like, it's the best. Size doesn't always matter.
No, it's what you do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got a big mouth, so.
Yeah, but he did the keto diet for 2 years, like hardcore. And lost more than my entire body weight in weight for
are you on a diet still or what do you
I mean calorie counting type thing, but I've been pretty far off lately. I don't know, I need to get back on it. I've been spiraling because of, you know, food is delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's all about balance. I don't I'm not into cutting anything out, but it's just about figuring out, like, listening to your body. But what about a vegan or vegetarian or plant-based diet?
I think that would be a lot of fun. Raw vegan, I've looked into a lot. I've been looking into,
you should
like,
do
low
a whole
carb.
Experiment on your channel where, like, you try it for a month or something.
He should, yeah, because he did keto, which is obviously, like, the opposite of vegan.
Well, you can do vegan keto as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, avocado is one of my favorite things.
It's true. You're right.
I guess avocados, they don't scream when you cut into them. That's
how do you
know? I mean, I've cut into a lot of avocados.
Yeah.
Avocados are good. I'm a big avocado fan.
I saw that several years ago, Shira, you did the P90X workout, With the guy that created P90X?
Tony Horton. Yeah. We were part of this influencer test group. And that was wild because I'm thin. I'm very grateful I'm thin to begin with. But, I'm one of those that's, if I don't work out, I could still – I'm not, fully fit and in shape. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say they call it skinny fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a saying. I don't – but – I wasn't strong. You know, I wasn't, a strong person. And I did it, but, they put us on this meal prep, and then also we were working out, every day of the week. And I lost so much weight where it got to the point where it was, unhealthy.
Yeah.
All right, this is a bit TMI. The last month I missed my period because I was I think not eating enough. I was underweight.
Yeah. That happens.
That's what happens, man.
With a lot of eating disorders.
My body was in shock. And then, and also my boobs, I have good boobs. My boobs became pancakes. They were I had no fat in my boobs.
I've heard that.
The minute I went off of it, I found my boobs again. It was really crazy.
So it was a little too much.
It was a bit too much, but I'm grateful for it because it was the first time in my life that I had had that much discipline and I was working out consistently. And then what was cool is obviously after you're done it, maybe we kind of went to a bit too extreme, but then when you're coming back from it, your body's banging and you're back to
getting normal. Here it is.
But you see, I had no boobs. I mean, I looked like I had no. Oh, yeah, they make you look sad, and that's weird. I was like,
did they ask you to frown, and then they put a pale light on you?
They're like, you need to look really sad and push out your stomach. But you see, I'm good, but I was also so skinny. My face, my boyfriend at the time, he was just like, yeah, you were too skinny. My face shriveled up. You actually start looking older.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you say that when you were losing the weight?
Well, yeah, because I looked like a newborn baby when I was 600 pounds.
Because you were so plump.
That in the diaper. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, one thing that would always happen with him when he was at his biggest was we would get stuck in elevators together all the time. When I was with him, there was this elevator in this building where we used to do the show all the time. And we got stuck in it twice. The first time for over an hour, almost two
hour
hours.
And a half. And
second.
So it was too, you were too heavy?
I assume. I mean, it was a very new building. I think the elevator was shoddy.
You and Pimunk got stuck in there too.
Yeah.
So he had gotten stuck three times in that elevator.
Did you freak out?
No, I when I was that fat, I'd always have snacks on me for some reason. So I just kind of clunkered down in a corner and ate stuff and warned Ben that,
stress if I
had to, if I had to do my business in front of him, I was going to do it.
Also, Billy has this expectation. I don't know if most people have this, but he thinks it's obligatory to offer sex to the person you're stuck in the elevator with after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, after 30 minutes, you offer. It's courtesy.
I didn't know about
this. Just in case things continue to go downhill, you know the option is there.
Yeah. Right. After 30 minutes, it's hey, we're pretty much stuck in here. We could be hours.
Were you with a guy? Who are you with, a guy or a girl?
Well, it was me and Ben. Yeah, we were with each other. So I offered him courtesy sex, Because who knows how long we'd be in there for, and you don't get that chance very often. If you're stuck in there for 5 minutes, it's rude to offer sex after 5 minutes. Because it's we could be out any moment.
You're but courteous. You're very respectful in your offering. Yeah, I'm surprised you can just say let's just wank together in this one last wank. You know what a wank is?
Masturbation. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just decided to put on a little British.
Yeah, I've been to the UK a couple times, so I am familiar.
Have you ever had a wank in the UK?
In the UK, sure. I mean, I was there for over a week. but you're from Montreal, right?
Yeah, I'm Canadian.
Yeah. Do you speak French too?
Je parle français. C'est ma deuxième langue, which means my second language. But I used to be much more fluent in it. I'm not as much now. I mean, because I didn't speak French in my home. So I think if you speak that language at home, it's part of you. But when you don't. After, when I moved there or out of there probably almost 18 years ago, So you're not practicing as much. Although I did date a French guy for a month in LA once, and it started to come back.
Having a nice day.
Really fun.
Thank you, PT Ham. Yes, we're having a nice day. We really appreciate it. And we're almost at our goal. By the way, the reason we do shows on Saturdays is because the prior week we met our bonus show goal. And that's why we're doing this one. And we're very close to doing our next one. So thanks to all of you guys for helping us out.
I had here's another one. And Five Guys for the first time in Toronto this week. Billy knows where it's at.
Thank you, Chris.
No, Qdoba's better.
Chipotle, it's got better guacamole.
Okay.
It's better. It's better guacamole, and they initiated guac mode if you use the app. So for those of you that don't have the app yet, get it before the 20th, and you'll be grandfathered in for guac mode. I should get paid by them. I'm gonna stop promoting Chipotle. They give me zero love.
Go to Qdoba.
No.
What if they endorsed you?
I did go. If Qdoba endorsed me?
Yeah,
you'd start. Oh, man, I'd sell out so quick. I got no morals.
Okay.
You know me. I offered you sex in an elevator. I made up that entire rule. Nobody really fucks in elevators.
What's Qdoba?
Qdoba is kind of like Chipotle, only it's not. It doesn't have as many locations.
And their guacamole has way more ingredients in it because it's not made as fresh as Chipotle guacamole is. There's a reason. People are like, oh, I love the Qdoba guacamole. It's got lime in it. It's got lime in it because it needs preservatives because it sits longer than the fresh Chipotle,
it's
fresh
like,
smashed guacamole.
It's like guac powder. It's like a powder that they put in water or something.
I hope not.
I don't think it's that bad, but it does taste a little watery. So
yeah, and the ones in Seattle are like across the street from each other.
There's a Chipotle and a Qdoba. And the Chipotle is always busy, and the Qdoba always
That's
has a small
true.
Crime
anecdotal.
In front of it.
Anecdotal.
There's always
anecdotal
a small
evidence.
Crime in front of that Qdoba. I don't know who the criminal is and why he's always there doing crimes.
The chips at Guaco, not at Chipotle, are too salty, though.
I don't eat chips anymore.
Do you like poutine?
I did when I was younger, and then I had one time where I just took it to the extreme. I was at Lilith Fair, which is like...
Oh, I remember.
I was a lesbian in the 90s.
I was obsessed with like Lilith Fair because I loved Ani DiFranco and Alanis Morissette and Jewel. And so I went to this music festival in Montreal, and I had like two poutines there at this festival, and I threw up.
Oh, wow.
And after that, I was and also now I don't eat meat now, but you know, when I would go back to Montreal, there's this amazing poutine spot. They have every type of poutine. I forget what it's called. I feel like I need to look it up. And so there was one time I was in Montreal with my ex where we decided to get like drunk, like bar hop, and then go to like the poutine spot at the end of the night and just like order a bunch of like crazy poutines.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
I miss Canada's poutine.
Yeah, we're close enough where we can visit. You know, like it's a day trip.
I can't. I refuse to get a passport.
What do you mean you're close enough?
We're in Seattle.
Canada,
it's an hour and a half to Canada.
Yeah, to Canada. Not
not Toronto or
Montreal.
Montreal or anywhere worthwhile.
Wait, the poutine place. If anyone has ever, I'm trying to find it. Oh, there's so many good ones. Oh God. I don't know. Just go to Eater and look up where to eat best poutine in Montreal.
Yeah.
The movie theater in Canada, when I was there, they had poutine instead
of
like popcorn. In Vancouver, yeah. They're like, get poutine instead of popcorn. So that's what I did. I had to have poutine with my movie. And it was, you can't really mess up poutine, right?
Yeah, you can't.
You kind of can, but it's always just gravy and fries and cheese
curds.
Yeah,
the cheese, the curd cheese curds needs to be melted and like a proper type of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Fries.
I take it back because I did go to a Denny's in Toronto or in Vancouver, and I ordered poutine, and they gave me shredded cheddar instead of cheese curds.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, I had to talk to the manager. The waitress was so mad at me, and we hit our goal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yasuke.
Congrats.
Pronounce Yasuke. Yeah. But they gave me a freaking fries with shredded cheese and gravy. And I'm like, hey, I need to talk to you. The waitress is like, this isn't poutine. I'm not paying for this. Because I'm that type of guy. If I order poutine, I expect cheese curds or else it's war. And then she was like, well, you have to pay for it. You ordered it. And I was like, no, I ordered poutine. And then I had the manager come in and he was giving me sass too. I was like, look, bro. This is not cheese curds. If you want, I'll burn this whole place down. I'm American.
You should have just shown a picture on your Google. Like, should have Googled it and be like, this is a picture of poutine. This is not poutine.
Well, I think this was like over 10 years ago. I definitely didn't have a smartphone.
I'm going to give you a bad Yelp review.
This wasn't a thing back then. You couldn't use this.
One time I went to a restaurant with my mom and she wanted to order poutine, but she called it poontang instead. She was like, yeah, I want some of that poontang.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed.
I went to a brothel with my mom and she called the pussy poutine. I was like, Mom, it's not poutine. It's poutang.
Oh my God.
Are you guys strip club types? Do you go to strip clubs?
I like the ones with buffets.
We have been to a few, normally in Portland, because Portland, believe it or not, has the most strip clubs per capita out of any other city in the United States.
They have vegan strip clubs.
Yes.
Vegan strip clubs.
Yeah. There was some law there that they had overturned back in the 70s or 80s. And most, even like little dive bars will have a stage with nude dancing. It's totally nude too, which is also kind of different. Like here in Seattle, strip clubs, you can't even drink in a strip club.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
In Montreal is known for their strip clubs, and that's why a lot of bachelor parties happen there. Because you can touch.
Yeah, I think that might have even been the same in like down in Windsor, Ontario. Like I grew up kind of near like the Ontario border, and it was like a rite of passage when we turned 19, we would go like just over the border to the bars and casinos up there. I think I remember hearing about that. But yeah, Portland is kind of like the weird strip club capital of this part of the country.
It's so random.
Yeah. There's a famous old bar. It's called Mary's Club, and it's a hole in the wall bar with a stage. And Courtney Love had stripped there way back in the day. And there's like a picture of her on the wall dancing on the stage.
It's the best because they don't have a DJ. They just have a jukebox on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And every, I don't know, couple of songs are like, hey, guys, we need your donations or else we can't play music and we can't dance.
That's kind of fun, though, because you contribute to it and, like, you need to be part of it.
Yeah.
The grift is that, you know, they don't actually feed the jukebox. They just make people think they do so they get extra tips.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fun. It's cool.
It's a good time.
Yeah. It's unique.
Yeah. Oh, then they have just so many different strip clubs in Portland. They do have like a vegan one with all vegan food.
I've never been to that one.
They're like slash restaurants. Like most of them are restaurants. Yeah, there's
the one we've gone to a bunch of times is the Acropolis Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. It's a big strip club with multiple stages.
It feels like it's a Texas strip club.
Yeah, yeah. Multiple stages, but it has also a steak dinner and buffet, like salad bar.
It's the saddest buffet.
I've never been to a strip club with like a buffet or like a steak dinner.
Oh, yeah. This buffet.
I went to the vegan strip club because then it's like, are the strippers vegan? Like they
probably
need to be like conscious. And
is there a way to test that?
Friendly.
Well, it's Portland. I think 1 in 3 Portlandiers are vegan.
Probably.
That's a completely made up number, but I think I could be right. A lot of times you shoot in the dark and hit something.
Yeah.
It sounds real.
Yeah. And the cool thing about the buffet at the Acropolis is it doesn't just have a sneeze guard, it also has a jizz guard. It's very rare. Very rare.
Gross.
You should never eat that buffet. Like you actually, the first time you go, you eat the buffet, but you don't really eat it. It's like an initiation. And then every time you go back, you just look at it and laugh.
That there's a little buffet there.
Sad little
buffet.
It's
near the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be really drunk to like want to eat out of that.
Well, yes.
Yeah. But the steaks are actually really good though.
And you know what? That's the thing about the strip clubs in Seattle is I could not go to a strip club if I wasn't drunk. Because when I'm sober, I'm reminded how ridiculous strip clubs are.
Like, they're not ridiculous.
They are.
They're entertainment.
I mean, sure. It's
yeah, I mean, the times I've been to a strip club, the one times that I've been definitely more drunk have been the more fun. When I am sober, I feel like I start like wanting to talk to the strippers and like have conversations and I feel bad, which is like stupid because
it's like veganism, right? You feel
like I went to one with a friend of mine in Montreal and his friend thought it'd be funny to get us a dance together in a private room. And we were the most awkward people in that private room. It was like I felt bad for the stripper. She was just like, really, you guys, like, get it together. He was just like, I don't know what to do. And I was just like, what's up? So do you enjoy working here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I ended up talking to her and then like we ran out of time and she was like, I really enjoyed this conversation. I was like, totally. All right, let's get out.
Yeah. When I went to Amsterdam, I saw some of the more extreme strip clubs, you know, like it's
the red light district.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll have, you know, they'll have actual like sex shows on a stage in front of a crowd. And there's like old like grandparents that are on vacation seeing it because it's a tourist attraction. You know, there's even weirder stuff there.
Oh, yeah. They have prostitutes.
Oh, like, yeah. In the windows. They wave to you.
I like, the word prostitute is such like a bad word. I wish they would just be like,
sex worker.
You're a caretaker.
Yeah. I mean,
friend for benefits.
I feel like the word hooker is better than prostitute. I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like the words need to be changed because there's all these like negative connotations around it.
Yeah.
Whereas like people are choosing that. That's their prerogative. Let them be. Like, good on them. I mean, yeah, that's it.
Oh, man. I mean, all of those sex workers there are way safer doing that job than they would be even, you know, in most parts of North America. They're way safer.
They probably have safer sex than most of us have in regular sex.
Oh yeah, well they get tested because they have to get licensed to get that window on the street that they stand in. They need a license and it has to be renewed, so they have to get tested. Yeah. And the another big thing is, you know, they go into business for themselves. They don't have a pimp, and if they need help and call the police, they don't get arrested just because they need help.
Yeah, so it's legal. Yeah, I mean, legalization of sex workers here in the US is a big thing. And yeah. I think that the criminalization of sex workers is a huge issue.
Yeah.
We should spend more time like criminalizing the people that, yeah, like the pimps or sex trafficking or child trafficking, all that, that should be the stuff we're focusing on versus the people who are like, choosing to do stuff.
Right. Yeah. I saw something on the news not too long ago that there was a movement for that. Like, the majority of the movement wants it just fully decriminalized. And then there's even, there's a small portion that at least wants the workers decriminalized. So
the workers, but not the buyers?
Not the buyers, yeah. But they're the minority.
The buyers or the workers?
The people who want to only criminalize the buyers.
Oh.
I watched a news story the other day about it, how most people that want it decriminalized just want it across the board.
It should be legalized and subsidized.
And subsidized.
And subsidized. If we're paying for fucking farmers to make corn. You know what?
There is a thing in some countries where there is like sex work for the disabled.
The Scarlet Road?
Well, no, there's a difference. There's like sex therapy. Like there was a movie about this where if you're disabled and you want intimacy, you can hire someone to come and be with you and like, you know, take care of you because we all deserve that. And that is like a form of therapy. It shouldn't be illegal necessarily.
Yeah. I like the way that's going. We need to have more sex for money. Whether it's therapy.
I think we should have a choice. Like, it should be yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about choice. I at least want, like, a nice dinner and, like.
That's fine. I think that it should be more than that, though. I think we should have, like, gift cards, like EBT cards from the government. Like, you can go shopping with and get your Obama stamps or whatever they called it. Your Trump card, that's probably what it's called now.
A card where, like, if you go to a cafe and you get, like, 4 cups, then you get a free one.
Yeah. Yeah, a little punch card.
Little punch card.
That's fine. But it's definitely, like, a lot of work needs to go into the sex work industry to make it safe and legal as an option for people who want it. It's just ridiculous that we're prosecuting the women that have nothing else, right? Protect them. Don't prosecute them. Protect them from the pimps.
Yeah, protect the people that are doing it. Yeah, like out of consent. Like it's their choice and consensually versus focus on the people that are doing it in the wrong way. And in every industry, there's going to be those people. So like, are you going to just criminalize an entire industry because there's a chunk of people that are assholes? You know?
Yeah. But, and then I could probably go out and sell my butt too, make a couple bucks.
Hey, I've tried to sell my my feet pictures because someone was obsessed with my feet and he asked me if he could buy pictures of my feet. And at the time I was like, I could use some extra money. But I tried to like see how much he would pay for them and he wasn't willing to pay that much. I think I was like, I'll sell you it for $500 a picture. And he was like, no, I want like 10 pictures of your feet for $100. I was like, yeah, that's not worth it. I just wanted to see if I could get him to do it. But honestly, I was kind of like, thought it would be funny. Like, I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? I'll send you a picture of my feet.
I think
I'm proud of my feet, even though they are like, I have long toes.
That's fine. Long toes are perfectly fine. It's when you get so those much, hammer I toes.
When I was a child, these are my.
Well, for free? Do we owe you $500 now?
But and then I also thought to myself, there was this Netflix show about a dominatrix, like a chick who has like is in school but now is a dominatrix on the side, and I was like, that would be fun to be a dominatrix, like have a secret life as a dom and like make a lot of money as a dom.
Yeah, a lot of like Seattle was built on the back of prostitution. That if you come here and you do the underground tour, they'll tell you all about how the line there was the line south of the line. You could have prostitution, north of the line you couldn't. And the women basically controlled all the politicians. They were able to do whatever they want. They ran the city. The city was built on the back of that. And that's not just Seattle. That's a lot of big cities. We look at the history of prostitution and we don't give it a future. It's messed up.
But even is that prostitution, when like a dominatrix or anyone, that's kind of just like a fetish that you're helping satisfy someone's like fantasy.
But that's sex. That's sex, right? Necessarily. With or without penetration, it's still sex. It's the brain is the biggest.
I mean, I don't know.
The biggest sexual organ.
It could just be like telling someone what to do, and it could be not even sexual, just like literally screaming at them.
Like there's the financial doms that are really popular right now where they just tell guys to give them money and the guys do. Like it's just about money transactions. They're like, you're weak. Give me $500 or I'll block you. And then they just send them money. That's
wild. Yeah. I mean, listen, whatever floats your boat, there are people that are into that. Cringe versus, I'm looking at some of the comments. They're really funny.
Yeah. We have sweet fans.
Yeah. And, we are going to play, I guess, someone called 911 on our friend Billy here.
I don't know
recently.
Why. I don't know why. I'm a sweet boy.
And someone went and found the 911 call because they're all public record.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically because Billy and some of his friends did a live stream where they went to Onision's house. Do you know who Onision is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they drove to Onision's house because Billy knows Onision and knew where he lived. So they went to his house, and Onision's neighbors called 911 on him. So here's the 911 call.
Okay.
Yeah.
911, what are you reporting? I live in... And there is a live stream happening now where there are people who have come into our neighborhood to bother one of our neighbors who is a YouTuber. And the roads are private and they are not invited here. And
so how do we know they're in there?
Yeah, this is so weird. This is the most skeptical 911 operator I've ever heard.
How do we know they're in there?
Right.
She next time you're
like, next time you're rushing to like get saved by the police, you're gonna get one of these like operators. Yeah. Are you sure about that right now?
Yeah.
She's like, Karen, this is the ninth time you've called this month.
I'm on YouTube right now, and one of my neighbors is currently speaking with them.
Yeah, one of the neighbors came to us in her car with her kid in her car.
Okay, so where are they at right now?
Felt bad for her.
They are at the home of the YouTuber. in Gig Harbor.
Yeah, they're bleeping out all the.
She's cussing a lot. You don't have a
house, you have no mobile home there.
It's a house.
Okay. And so you haven't seen them. You just know through a live feed.
Yes, it's a live feed, and I've been in communication with my neighbor, who is down there speaking with the people right now.
They were like tag teaming. The one's like, I'm going to go down and talk to him. So I'll stay on the phone.
The one that came up to you in the car.
Yeah.
That said, the police have been called. This was her
like,
buddy.
Yeah, she was like, we called the sheriff. He'll be here any moment. I was like, cool.
Oh, my
wait
God.
Here for
were
him.
You freaking out?
Not exactly freaking out.
He was hoping
out.
The police would get him out of the situation.
Yeah, I wanted the police to come get me so I could leave. But, I kind of got directed to go to Onision's house. After me with protest. I didn't want to do it, but I ended up doing it because my sweet fans donated so much money. What do you do?
There you go. You
got to listen to the money, right? When you're a sellout shill like Shilly the Fridge, you do it.
Another neighbor?
Yeah.
And there's a group of people, or?
It is three younger men.
It was sweet of her to say younger men.
And they're there to do what?
They have been streaming as they have been driving down I-5 and just talking to him about his court case today is what they've been saying on the live stream.
I wonder if she liked the video.
Okay, so what is it that they're doing in there? I'm just trying to...
Currently, all they're doing right now is trespassing on private roads.
So the roads in there are private?
Yes, it is a private community.
How did they get in there?
How did they get in there, then?
They drove in. They're not gated. It's just private.
It's a regular street.
Right.
Yeah.
So nothing. Yeah. All they're just doing right now is trespassing on private roads.
That's all we're doing.
Yeah. That's why the police never... This is why the police never showed up.
I was hoping they would show up. I was thinking the whole time they were going to.
Yeah. Okay.
I can let them know. I'm not sure, because private roads, these all look like public. I mean, they look like public roads. And especially if there's not a gate.
They're
on
not.
Them.
I'm on the HOA. I'm actually.
I'm on the HOA.
They're not public roads.
So they're not.
Okay, the HOA is like.
That's basically the sheriff.
It's yeah, right? It's the kids who were hall monitors in high school or middle school, and that was the best part of their school experience. They grow up and they go on the HOA. That's like their only option at that point. She was like the top tier hall monitor. She's like, I'm going to join the HOA.
HOAs are always the worst.
Oh, yeah. They're so self-righteous. And all the people on the HOA are the spies in the neighborhood. They stare out the window if you throw away like a colored cardboard box in the recycle bin. You can't do colored boxes. Only brown. Oh, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm going to burn your house down. This is all a joke. I'm not burning the house down, HOA, because HOA people take everything so serious.
Here to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Not yet. As far as I can tell, he has not answered the door, but I'm... he's still talking to one of my neighbors, apparently, who is telling him to leave. Sorry,
she's
that's
telling
loud,
him.
But...
She came up to me, she's like, stop! I'm with the HOA!
HOA! She showed her badge.
Oh, my God.
I'm with the HOA! She had her kid in the car. I felt bad.
Awkward when your parents freaking out and, you know, you're the kid. You're like, please, just relax.
But they are just currently standing out in front of his house. And they're really...
Even she's wondering why she called at this point.
Right.
She's like, well,
and then there's
maybe
the part where Onision comes out and starts talking to you. And then it's like, why is she even there?
Really?
Oh, yeah, he came out and talked. Because they know each other. Like, Billy disavowed Onision, but they
disavowed.
You did.
I just like the sound of that word.
Yeah.
And
it actually got really weird, too.
Yeah, I wish the cops would have came and saved me from the... What happened? Where were the police then?
Yeah.
She didn't call then when there was an assault.
What kind of vehicle they're in?
No, I do not. They've been
so do we have any information to give officers so they would even know what they're looking for?
Sure, they are looking for three white men, one wearing a suit, one with reddish hair and a beard wearing a cap, and another one wearing a brown jacket.
Yeah,
why are you wearing a suit?
Because Onision was going to court that day, and Billy was going to try to be there for the hearing.
Court date.
Yeah. Yeah. And he ended up not making it there on time.
I got a flat tire.
Yeah.
So that started off, my live stream started off with me realizing I had a flat tire. And I tried to do everything I could to make it to the court date with a flat tire, and it didn't work. But then my audience had paid for the flat tire because they're generous, sweet boys and girls, sweet theys and thems. And they gave me all those donos, and I felt obligated to do something for them. So I just went to Onision's house and got the police called on me. Oops. Oops.
Yeah.
But yeah,
did it continue or is that it?
I think it does continue a little bit, but
let's see what happens here.
She basically just.
You know about how old they are? 20s, 30s, 40s?
I would call them 20s.
Wow.
I got baby face, dude.
Oh, whatever.
Somewhere. I got sweet baby face.
In their 20s.
Any weapons that you're aware of from the video or anyone else?
None that I'm aware of.
And did they seem like they're drunk or high?
I wasn't there.
No.
And what was your first and last name?
Karen Karenson.
My name is...
Yeah.
Ooh.
I just doxed her.
Number for you?
Oh.
Yes, that's correct.
Did you need me to have the deputies contact you directly?
That's, if they need to, they are welcome to.
But you don't require them to?
Don't require them to, no.
Okay. I did pass along the information. If anything changes, just give us a call back.
And this is where it flips.
Okay, thank you very much. Actually, the gentleman who lives in the house has come out to the street, and it's all live streaming currently. So.
Yeah. Actually, the entire reason I'm calling is now completely void, even though I've recognized this entire time. It was stupid for me to call in the first place. But I'm on the HOA. It's my right. I should go to her house
because
next.
Because they were not invited, and these are private roads. And
I understand it's frustrating. If the person, the owner of the house, is out there talking to them and doesn't have an issue with it, I mean, I don't know how much you can do about it.
I know. At this point, during the live stream, as they were driving down, they were. It sounded as if it was going to be more.
I thought they were going to kidnap the children and light the house on fire.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah. His friend Joe, that was with them, was joking about how he was going to light their house on fire.
Well, he was like, because we got a donation. They were like, try and get those kids out of the house. Save the kids. And then Joe was like, we're going to get those kids. We're not leaving without those kids. And he was obviously joking because the first thing he did when Onision came out was ran up and gave him a fucking hug after talking all that trash.
Well,
I'm like, thanks, Joe. You really...
Be entertaining. I mean...
It was rough.
Have you guys gotten arrested live before?
You got kicked out of a hotel the one time.
Yeah, I got. The police got called on us a bunch. Joe got arrested one time.
Joe and Billy, before we did this show here, they used to do weird stuff on TV in L.A. That channel in L.A. What was it?
KILM. Film on TV. You might know the trashy
billionaire. That sounds familiar, but
it was on
Alki David.
Yeah, it was on TV in Los Angeles, like broadcast all throughout California. It was like Channel 6, I think. I don't know. I can't remember if that was what channel it was exactly because it was on digital and broadcast. It was like 2012, 2013, 2014.
That was in LA then.
It was on TV all the time. Like we'd go around and we'd get spotted by people. A preview. Hooray.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gonna learn how to live with each other.
All right, guys. Meet your new home.
That's Joe on the right there.
Joe's the one not in a jumper.
They were living as if they were in prison, and it got really bad.
This was, like, on Cannon Drive in Beverly Hills. Like,
so
like
weird.
Right next door to where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets his haircut
what
every 2 weeks.
What the hell is going on?
Kisses.
Oh, it gets worse.
There'll be a series of challenges.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and you know when this kind of stuff is... When you know when this kind of stuff is going on, that Andy Dick is going to show up.
Yeah.
Andy, oh, God. Who's this naked guy watching?
That's Alki David. He's a eccentric billionaire.
Yeah. It was his idea.
This weird social experiment.
Exactly.
Yeah, he owns all this
that's
stuff.
That's how he justified this. He's like, it's a social experiment. And I'm like, no, it's not. You're a weirdo, Alki. You like to watch people hurt each other. And you have enough money to make it happen. That's okay. Just admit to it. This is your indulgence. This is you going out and buying a pack of smokes. You just buy a pack of weirdos.
So celebrity guests.
Battle Camp House.
Oh my God, Jonathan Bennett. There's a guy from Mean Girls.
That's not him.
Oh, was it?
No.
Andy Dick guy next to Andy Dick.
That wasn't him, yeah.
I could swear, anyway.
No, he looks like him. I met Jonathan Bennett too. I did a TV show for MTV that he was a host of. He's a very sweet dude. He's a good guy. I like him a lot.
He's a bit out. Like, he was on my show once too, and he's very hyper.
He's great. Yeah, he was hosting the show, and I was like, man, Mean Girls is like my favorite movie. Legit, I would say that all the time. So I was like,
really? Can you quote Mean Girls?
Everybody can, right? I can't quote it throughout the
Wednesdays,
entire.
Wednesdays, we wear pink.
We wear pink. See. That's so fetch. There's oh my so God. Many. You go, just, Glenn Coco. It's full of quotables. I like the movie because it never should have been as entertaining as it was. It was just was really good. And so I don't know. Your hair looks good. Push back. I really need to lose 3 pounds. There's so many quotes. So many quotes. But yeah,
I don't have the coronavirus, you guys.
You have the coronavirus?
No.
Oh.
My ex, though, lives in China now in Shanghai, and it's really weird because the whole place is shut down, and I call him, and I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. He's like, I just work out, hang out home, make videos, go downstairs to Starbucks because it's the only thing open. I'm like, are you okay with that? He's like, yeah, it's kind of like being on vacation.
No, no, it's not.
If happens, you'd be okay.
You can't say anything else, right? Like, all the phones are tapped. If you say you're not okay with it, they're going to come in with a cane and pull you off exit stage left.
Did you hear about the guys in Wuhan that released these pictures that were really devastating of, like, victims of the coronavirus? And now those two people can't be found?
No.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they can't, these journalists or vloggers, like, they, here, wait, I kind of want to... Yeah, in Wuhan. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, isn't there always like a little vacation that people have whenever they dissent against China and they go into like a rehabilitation center for their opinions and they come out and say...
New York Times, they documented the coronavirus crisis in Wuhan, then they vanished.
Yeah. This happens, like, remember when Bai Ling,
Didn't the first doctor to identify it die too of it? Yeah.
Of it?
I think so. Yeah.
But yeah, I remember Bai Ling was a big actress here. She was on Lost.
Was she bilingual?
Probably, yeah, because she went back to China and like she disappeared for a while.
That's messed up.
And then she came back and I think that maybe that was over monetary stuff and not opinion-based things. I don't know. But China's got the power of disappearance on their side. It's scary.
China's so bad. Let's not get xenophobic or racist here about China. We're just saying that stuff happens. Yeah, people got like this whole coronavirus thing really brought out like the worst in people.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I like China. I like Chinese people. I like all of that. I don't really like the Chinese government too much and how they handle a lot of things.
Yeah,
we don't like any government.
I was definitely on the Hong Kong side of all of that too.
Yeah.
But
I was saying was like people were like not going to Chinese restaurants here in the US because I'm like, dude, you can't get the coronavirus from going to a Chinese restaurant. Or like if they went in an Uber and someone was Chinese driving them, they'd be like, sorry. And I'm like, all right,
really?
Don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, I've heard rumblings of that like here because we have a pretty huge Asian population here. And you know, like a Chinatown and
that
all that
is
stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those stories happened. I talked about them on my radio show. It's crazy.
The numbers of people affected outside of China are so small, right?
Yeah, it's SARS and like the flu are bigger. The flu is bigger.
The flu is bigger.
The thing is about coronavirus is like the virus is stronger, so it's like harder to get over quickly. And then if you're like really weak or old or really young.
Yeah. And
so they're trying to figure out like a vaccine now.
The virus will survive outside of a host for like 3 days too, right?
Oh, it only shows up 2 weeks later. So you can like have it and then so you're like dealing with people and interacting with people. And then just it shows up 2 weeks later. Have you heard about the cruise that's quarantined? And like there's this husband and wife that are vlogging daily from the cruise.
I did not watch that. I did hear about the cruise. I didn't know they were vlogging, though. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, you should get the clip. It's really funny. They're like, it's day 5 and we're on this cruise. It's really strange. But like one of these cruises from Japan, like everyone is sick. Even the officer that came on board. Like it's really weird.
Wow.
Sad. That was your coronavirus update.
Yeah.
Leafy is here came back to the internet last night and admitted to everybody that he had coronavirus and he's going to infect as many people as possible until he gets demonetized from IRL.
He's going to do IRL?
I know. He wants to get demonetized from real life.
Oh.
He's like I'm going to infect as many people as possible until I get demonetized from real life. So that's what he said on Drama Alert. So coronavirus is everywhere now.
Well, he should be proud of that.
I don't think people are proud enough these days. Like me, I'm proud of like the littlest things. If I walk into a room without stubbing my toe, I'm like, good job, Bill Fridge. Good job.
There you go. It's the little things. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm proud of being awake talking to you guys right now.
Yeah,
thank you. You've been going through a lot
now
lately.
Like it's weird, like I feel like naturally like the camera comes on and I'm like, oh, I'm a different person right now.
Yeah. You've been doing YouTube for exactly how long? It's been,
oh my god, well, Which Trending's channel launched in like 2011.
Yeah.
But then before that we had a channel called Partners Project where we would interview YouTube stars, and that was like 2009 or so.
Yeah.
Wow. What were some of the YouTube stars in 2009?
Oh my god. Well, like Lisa Nova, when Maker was just starting, Maker Studios, we literally did a tour of Maker. The video is online. It's a tour of Maker when it was like a room.
Yeah.
And it's since got bought by Disney and it's like a big company. But like Lisa Nova, Cassim G, like old school, Freddie Wong. Like these were some of like the beginning ones. Mystery Guitar Man, Mike Diva, who's since blown up as like a director. I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm trying to think of the women like I Justine, old school. It was an interesting time.
Yeah. So did What's Trending start out as a YouTube channel and then kind of expanded?
Yeah. Oh, Smosh also. Yes. Yeah, we did interview Smosh when they were living in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Is that where they're from? Yeah. We flew to San Francisco, drove to Sacramento. Is it Sacramento that they're from? They're from outside of San Francisco. Anyway.
Not sure.
But yeah, Smosh was like, there was a video of us interviewing Smosh and they were like so young. It was crazy. Anyway, but What's Trending started out as a show with CBS News.
Okay.
And then we had a very public breakup and then we went off on our own and decided just to continue going instead of shutting down.
I see. Okay. So you kind of, you started off as part of CBS News.
Yeah. So we were a live show and we were more on their properties, like on their site. And on their YouTube channel. And so when we split from them in September of 2011, that's when we took everything back and we started building our own YouTube. But also like we weren't though, you know, it's weird when you're building a YouTube channel as a company versus like people. So that's like worked for us and against us, where like for us, we were very high quality. People thought it was interesting what we were doing, very like pioneering, but then it also didn't have that like personal touch. Which like we went from being like super high quality, like a TV show online. And then we had to kind of go back to like, okay, we did that for a bit. And then we did like shorter videos. And so, yeah, like we've had moments where our viewership's awesome and moments where it wasn't. And then it was like, okay, what do we do now? How do we shift this? But then we're, you know, across others, obviously social at What's Trending. And then we have a site. We are on the gas stations and, airport TV, like movie theaters. So like the brand is bigger than YouTube, but I would say like we have over 500,000 on YouTube, but I feel like if it had been maybe a channel that was like an individual versus a company, maybe it would have done better. But what are you going to do about it? I'm still very, not to add the word grateful again, I'm grateful for what we have, but like, it's always been an interesting, you know, way of looking at it on that channel, like with a brand versus it being like you, like personalities and everything.
Especially with longevity on YouTube, it's really not easy to be around for 10 years and carry like the same level of consistency over 10 years.
I mean, the crazy thing is though, at different points we would like blow up on Facebook. Like we would hit an algorithm and like get a bunch of views on Facebook and hyper growth, and then Twitter too. And then like YouTube, there'll be 3 to 6 months where we're killing it, and then it'll like totally everything will go downhill again. We're like, okay, what do we do now? What's the strategy? So it's always been just being like very patient and kind of not, you know, for me, it's not about creating stress around it anymore. It needs to be something fun and something that I enjoy doing, and like kind of letting go of this idea of it being something else, like, or comparing it to other things.
Yeah. And now that you're in control of it, like are you in control of the company or?
Yeah. I mean, I do have, investors, but we like, yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, we do have investors, but I'm basically in control of it.
It was CBS. It probably was a whole lot different, right? Like there was.
Well, at the time we were partners on it. So then when we split, we own the IP though. So we were partners on the revenue side. So like we got a brand and we were splitting the revenue, and then we were paying for the cost to put on the project.
Okay.
And so when we split, it made it easier. But also at the time, the deal we had was just very unique. Like, I don't think, maybe now they do partnerships where other production companies or the external companies produce stuff for CBS News, but typically for news organizations of that caliber, they're producing everything internally because they have such like journalistic credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right.
We have a segment. Are we going to go into, the segment we had planned?
Yeah.
So
we'll do that.
Time to pick the more shitty place. Crab shoot.
Yeah. Well, that's our intro.
I invented this
what
game.
Is that?
This is crab shoot.
CBS said journalistic credibility. Yeah, I would say like if you mess up at CBS News, you will be fired. Like there is no room for error. Like we had the whole thing, the reason why we got fired and shut down is because someone tweeted that Steve Jobs died. And I was kind of part of that because I was in the newsroom and heard, and they got a call and I was running into a meeting. So I told my editor at the time, I just heard Steve Jobs died, get it out there, post it, tweet it, whatever. Assuming she would go and make sure it was a real story first. But then she literally tweeted Steve Jobs died, more updates soon from our account. And we were connected to CBS News. And then the whole thing like went downhill within 24 hours.
So, but Steve Jobs did end up dying, right? So you just kind of had the scoop. You had the scoop.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was the craziest. It was like a nightmare because
it
was one of those moments where you're on the height. You're like height of your career. Finally, I was getting indoors that never, you know, welcomed me. And I had a billboard in Times Square. And it was just like everything came crumbling down within 24 hours. And I was in publicly fired. Like Hollywood Reporter posted an article, like an exclusive, that CBS News not only disconnected from what's trending, but also fired me. Like in the headline, it was like CBS News distances itself from what's trending in Shira Lazar. So for years on the Google search, when you Googled my name, it was Shira Lazar fired for years.
Well,
that's my story. Hey, but this is part of life and my journey.
Not everybody gets the billboard. Not everybody gets the billboard in Times
Square.
Billboard
for a moment. I will make my billboard come back at a certain point.
Yeah. I was thinking of just like getting fat people to wear my t-shirts. Like it's not like, and to walk around Times Square. It's not exactly a billboard. But if there's like a bunch of 600-pound people trouncing around Times Square with my shirt on, it's close enough to a billboard.
Yeah.
That seems like something I could obtain in my life. So crapshoot is we do an article title, and in the title, just based on the title, we will have to guess if it's from which city it's from or which part of the...
We're doing like states.
States,
basically.
Okay. We're going to do states. Okay. So Ben's the one that loaded up all the articles. He knows all the answers. I have no idea.
Yes.
What the answers are. So we'll go head to head.
All right. Sure.
All right. For me?
Yes.
Yeah. We just guess what state. Okay. Ben will give us the two options.
Yeah. So this is the headline. Bigfoot found. Yeti video goes viral after legendary creature is spotted in the wilderness. Was this out of Ohio or Washington?
Oh, come on.
Washington.
Oh. Washington. Yeah.
All right. So the answer is actually, it's actually Ohio.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Was there ever been a Sasquatch spotted in Ohio?
By these people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here's
a Bigfoot. Is it a person or a Bigfoot?
Here's the video right here.
This is unfair. The one time Sasquatch was ever in Ohio has to be.
This is a horrible video.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not Sasquatch. That's a tweaker.
I see things. Is this for...
There it is.
Oh, okay, there was one.
There it is.
That's not Sasquatch.
There's the guy in the monkey suit.
It's not even a monkey suit. It's a guy with JNCOs and a hoodie.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Does he have a backpack on?
Yeah, it looks like a backpack.
Might as well be a leprechaun. I feel like we deserve points for that, even though we got it wrong. We were bamboozled.
Yeah.
This is what we got to know about crapshoot is that Ben will try.
Zero to zero.
That was a little better. Than
zero to zero score.
Zero to zero score. Ben will try and swerve us, but it's not always a swerve.
All right. Here we go. Woman arrested for not holding escalator handrail awarded $20,000 by court after 10-year fight. Is it California or is it Quebec?
California. Only I kind of feel like Quebec because I'm from there, but no, California. Everyone sues people in California.
Yeah, United States is more of a litigious country.
No one sues people. It's like
I'm gonna say California too. Is this another swerve?
Yes. Yeah. It's
it's in Quebec.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I'm not sure how to pronounce this.
Laval, Quebec.
Yeah, that's where Laval is in like a suburb of Montreal.
Hmm. Okay.
The Supreme Court of Canada has ruled in favor of the woman who was arrested and fined for refusing to use an escalator handrail, awarding her $20,000 in damages, Canadian dollars. So I guess the idea that it took, 10 years for the lawsuit to process, is that what they said?
Yeah,
that should have been our tip off that it was Canada.
Okay, so she was descending an escalator into a metro station, and she had to hold the handrail and really they were gonna give her a ticket for that. This is the dumbest stuff. This is crazy.
Especially handrails can be gross.
Yeah, it's your choice.
You didn't hold the handrail. Did I fall? Did I stumble? Did I impede anybody else's life by not holding the handrail? Come on,
that's
officer.
That's very interesting. That's strange.
Yeah, they should have gave her more than 20 grand. In America, if you were to tell us how much she got, 20 grand, I'd be like, oh, Canada, yeah, easy. Because you'd get 7 million for that in America.
For the emotional turmoil.
Yeah. No, nobody's suing anybody for 20 grand in America. 20 grand is just like, oh, that's take it.
Chump change. Not worth... That's probably her lawyer bills cost more.
Yeah.
Yeah, so still 0-0.
0-0. Wow.
Here's another one. Wild otter attacks girl and her dog at home.
Oh, it's no.
Wild
at
otter.
Home?
Yeah.
The otter came up in their house.
Yeah. Is it Oregon or Florida?
Oh, no.
Otters. In Oregon.
I want to say it's Oregon too, but
you should just go for Florida this
year. Yeah, I'm going for Florida because we can't have a stalemate. Somebody has to break through. I'm taking Florida.
All right. The answer is Florida.
Oh, Florida man. Florida man, Florida otter. A Florida girl and her family's dog were attacked by an otter that broke into her Lakeland home, according to WFLA. I guess there's otters in Florida, too. I just assumed the gators would eat them up.
Yeah, just like also, I don't know.
Gwen Ewart, 17, let her French bulldog Scooter out early Tuesday and then heard fighting on the back porch. I sprinted to the back door, and I was like, Scooter! All I saw was, like, a big black ball just all over the place. So he stumbled in the door, and I tried to shut it as fast as possible, but then the otter got stuck, Gwen Ewart told WFLA. At that point, the otter was in the house, and the entire family was awake and doing everything they could to get it out of their home. I snatched it by the tail, Cassina Ewart, the girl's mother, said. And then I held it up like a prize. She said, I held it up like a prize. I got the otter.
And then the otter attacked her?
Yeah. And the otter's going crazy. It was like clawing at me and grabbing on the backs of the furniture in my house. When Cassina Ewart finally got the otter outside, she realized Gwen had been bitten on her leg by the animal. After the fact, I lifted up my pant leg. My leg was shaking, and there were drips of blood all over the floor, Gwen Ewart said. Gwen was taken to the hospital where she received a rabies shot as a precaution. You got to do the rabies shots. Yeah.
Did you guys see the TikTok video where basically there's like a woman on the bathroom on her sink or whatever? She's just like, do not go in the bathroom. There's a squirrel in the bathroom, and the husband's like, stop it, you're freaking out. She's like, do not go. And so he opens it, and out of nowhere, a squirrel comes jumping at his face.
Oh, that's a good video. I haven't seen it. I don't watch enough TikTok, and I need to watch more TikTok.
It showed up in like, yeah, I know. Because I was into Musical.ly before, which was the app before it became TikTok.
Before China bought it.
And so for some reason, I'm like the oldest person on TikTok now.
Yeah, that's good. What I do is I just hang out with young people and watch their TikTok over their shoulder.
Okay.
I'm like a 24-year-old. It's not creepy. Like, they're my friends, and they hold the phone towards me. They expect me to watch with them.
Ben, I should send you this. Oh, my God. I have it here. You should. This video is so good.
It's the squirrel?
Yes. I'm going to copy the link and send it to Ben. You can bring it up, Ben.
Yeah.
So good.
Can you, if you drop it in the Skype chat, it'll be easiest.
Oh, shoot. I'm on my phone. I guess I could. Did you get it on your phone?
Yeah, I think I did. Let me see here.
Yeah.
So you'll be entertained by this.
I just want to point out that it's no longer a tie. There is a leader in crapshoot. I can't remember who it was, but I'm sure it was well earned. We have a few more. We have a few more questions. So it's nobody's game yet.
All right. Here's a weird one. Fred Flintstone arrested for speeding in prehistoric smart car.
Okay, hold on.
And is it Florida or Arizona?
Is this The Onion?
No.
I think it's Arizona.
Florida versus Arizona. You know, I got to try and maintain my lead here. I'm gonna say Arizona because I think it's Arizona too. But I should go to Florida because I feel like
what do you say?
I'm going with Arizona. But
all right.
Oh my gosh! It really is Fred Flintstone. No way.
What the hell?
And it's in Florida.
I should have went to Florida. I was thinking it was okay. Was he coming
from like Disney?
Yeah, I thought
like some sort of theme park.
It's actually Fred Flintstone, like a guy dressed as Fred Flintstone. I didn't know what to think in my head. I thought there was like a guy named Fred Flintstone, and the joke was his smart car was like one of the early versions, and it just happened to be his name was Fred Flintstone. But yeah, it's legitimately like this is the dumb part. The actual Flintstone cars were more smart than this because you use your feet. They use less energy. You just pedaled with your feet.
This guy's committed. That's a commitment.
Yeah. But he's a Florida man. We should have known it was Florida.
I kind of was going to go for that. But then I was like, why would he do Florida twice in a row?
I know they do. Yeah, we got duped again. I know in Arizona they have a lot of testing for like self-driving cars. And that's why I was thinking of Arizona. I was like, maybe there's some sort of self-driving situation here. I don't. It doesn't make sense now that I think it out loud. But in my head, I was like, that's got to be Arizona.
Here's the last one. Here's the last one that I have. Man digs up dad's grave to argue with corpse, police say.
No way.
And I've got Kentucky or Montana.
Okay, I'm going to let Cheryl pick because I'm taking the opposite of whatever she picks.
Kentucky.
I think you're right, but I'm going to take Montana.
All right. Here it is. And it is Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we tied. I don't know if we can pull up an extra article or anything. We got to do a tiebreaker.
I can.
An attempt to bury old wounds.
Tiebreaker. Teddy, what's up? Teddy, I did this week in YouTube, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Teddy Rubskin. Teddy Rubskin is a YouTuber that's a little stuffed bear puppet.
He's not a puppet.
Oh, sorry.
He's of Celtic descent. Okay. You better not call him a hand animal.
Okay.
I shouldn't even say that word. An attempt to bury old wounds by digging up a corpse has landed a Kentucky man behind bars. Michael May, 44, was arrested Monday evening after an officer saw him digging up a grave at a cemetery in Sanford, Kentucky. May told the arresting officer he was trying to dig up the grave of his father so he could argue with him. Why can't you argue to the gravestone?
Right.
It's about as symbolic, right? Like,
and how much of him's left anyway, realistically?
That obviously was on some sort of drugs.
I think right. When he says argue, that was his incestual Kentucky's family's way of saying sex. We're going to go argue. Like, obviously. Obviously. Obviously.
This got dark.
Yeah. Oh, it does sometimes. I have no morals. I have no boundaries.
Okay. Yeah.
But... that being said, it was totally Kentucky because nobody in Montana even cares about their dad. Only a Kentucky member would care enough to dig up their own father. Montana's like, oh. Yeah. There we go. I'm surprised.
We need a tiebreaker.
All right. Tiebreaker. Here it comes. Here it comes.
All right.
All right. So what do we got here? Minister opens church at Buffalo Wild Wings.
What?
Alabama or Kentucky?
I'm going to say Alabama.
So I guess Shira has to pick.
She can pick whatever she wants, but if you pick.
I feel like everyone's saying it's Alabama.
All right.
You pick Alabama. We'll just go to a different tiebreaker if we have
to. Yeah, Alabama. Alabama it is, so you guys are tied.
We got to do another tiebreaker.
Oh, I don't have another one. I had one tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're leaving it as a tie.
Let me see if I can get one more.
If you can find one more. If not, I'm willing to accept the tie. I'm willing to accept the tie.
Do you usually win?
He does normally win.
I do well enough. Ooh. I invented the game, though, so I'm obviously going to win.
You're so good at inventing games.
Yeah.
I don't. It's hard to find these. I don't know. I can't find one right away. I'm so sorry. Right. Yeah, it's awful.
Well, show the video that I send you.
Yes, I do have that. Let me.
It is so entertaining. I don't. Maybe just me.
All right. Let me grab it.
Eddie's like really going into my resume here.
He must be a fan.
So we've had squirrels getting in our attic. And my wife is now standing on the counter because she's freaked out and thinks one has somehow gotten in our bathroom, which is physically impossible. Suits, there is literally impossible.
There is squirrel there. I hear it.
No, I'm telling you.
How is it impossible? I got a stick.
Watch.
I got a stick.
Watch. Watch. What did I just tell you?
I know it did.
There literally is nothing in here. Literally nothing.
Nothing! Nothing! I'm looking everywhere!
He's very susceptible to jump scares.
I was expecting it to come from above, not out of the garbage can.
Wow.
It's not fair.
I jumped a little bit myself.
It's not fair.
I jumped a little bit myself.
That was pretty good, right? I think I get an extra point.
Yes. Cheryl wins. She wins.
Oh.
She wins crapshoot. I have to step away just for a minute. I'll be right back. Feel free to do those Streamlabs and stuff.
I'll read it.
And actually, I'll pull up a Q&A, too, for after that, so we can ask before she has to leave, because I understand... You're probably here for what, 15 more minutes or so?
I want to have them answered immediately.
Yeah, I need to jump the shower and get ready for a dinner date.
All right.
Ben's my dinner date tonight.
Nice.
So
hey,
with the Q&A, we have our fan chat ask questions. I'll try and you can read ones addressed to you. Yeah, you don't have to answer anything you don't want to, but feel free.
Not. I mean, I'm more of a boob chick than an ass chick, but I like a good butt.
A good butt. I just, why not both?
Like, yeah, both. I'm into both too.
How long would I let
each host hug me until it gets very uncomfortable for them?
For us? That's very sweet of you to say.
Bob Lazar, what? Has she seen the Sonic movie? No, I haven't.
I saw it last night.
Oh my God. Can we play the video of Jim Carrey getting interviewed by the reporter and him telling her like there's something really weird?
I would like to see that. Jim Carrey is a very interesting character these days. He's got...
Here, wait, I'm going to send this to... This is
Benjamin.
Also, this is because I have a daily radio show, so like I cover all this stuff every day.
Yeah,
that's what happens. Here, I'll send this.
Agnostic Cat says, "Billy, did you play the Pokemon game yet? I have been trying to play it. I always fall asleep while playing it. I don't have like free time to play games until like the very end of the night, and then I just pass out because like my mind starts to relax and I fall asleep. It's so bad."
Falling asleep to video games, I'm sure that's good for your brain.
There's so much damage to my brain. I used to be a sharp young gentleman, and now I'm just a crass, cranky man. It's not right. How long can you sit on Billy's lap without talking about it? I don't know what that means.
Without meaning saying, I'm on your lap right now.
Yeah, I feel like... That'd be the first thing that pops up is the fact that you're on my lap. You talk about it immediately. It doesn't make sense. Does Shira know what Jankum is?
No.
You don't need to know.
What is it? Is it bad thing?
It's like a drug it's a drug from prison that they make by fermenting doo-doo, and then you huff the fermented doo-doo.
Gross.
It's really gross.
You know you have a problem when you need to do that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's prison, right? Your options are... They're not even really that limited. People get drugs into prison all the time. It's actually...
What's my favorite animal? I like dogs. I love golden retrievers and unicorns.
I think I ate a unicorn once. It was on accident.
No.
It was unicorn? On accident. Yeah, it was. Someone said it was unicorn meat. It tasted like cake, though. So it might have just been cake. But
yeah,
someone,
maybe a unicorn cake.
Yeah, they said it was actual unicorn meat, though. And I was like, who am I to judge? I've never had it before.
Oh, whoops. All right, so I...
You need to watch this awkward interview. It is so... And tell me if you think this is creepy. Oh, no, wait. Wait, where's the video? Do they cut to the video? This is them talking about it. I wonder if they... Oh, okay.
Is it right here?
Bucket list.
Anything left to do on his bucket list? Listen to his response.
After all you've done in your...
So yeah, this interviewer is asking him what's left on your bucket list because you're Jim Carrey.
Did you see hear what happened? This is so funny.
I read it for a second here. Yeah, we'll see. Let's see.
In your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list?
Just you.
Oh. Wow.
That's it. It's all done now.
I don't know what to say to that.
Just own it.
Just own it. Okay, we're gonna get.
So all right. Yeah, I mean, he has no way of knowing how she feels about that. So he is a comedian and he does make jokes a lot, too. So I don't know.
To interpret.
He did make the weird Emma Stone video years ago too.
Oh, I remember that?
Yeah.
Can we play you?
Yeah, I can probably grab that.
If somebody asks me what's on my bucket list and I'm content with my entire life and I'm currently in an interview with them, I'm going to say just them because I'm getting through the interview.
He's
a
spiritual master. He's like Zen celebrity. He's saying like, all I have right now in this moment, I don't think about what's next or what's ahead. I'm here. And so my bucket list is here. You.
I see that within living in the moment. And maybe I'm wrong for not thinking that he's a pervert saying he wants to bang her. But I didn't see that out of that.
All right. Oh my God. This is years ago. He made this to Emma Stone.
Emma, I just wanted to let you know that I think you're all the way beautiful. Not just pretty, but smart and kind-hearted. And if I were a lot younger, I would marry you. We would have chubby little freckle-faced kids. We'd laugh all day long, go camping and play Yahtzee and tell ghost stories by the fire. And the sex.
Oh, yeah. So this music and sound effects was
weird.
It was added later, right?
It's funny, but it's like a stand-up joke, maybe something you do on stand-up, but he's doing it as a video, which means like it just makes it even more intimate and awkward.
Yeah, it does seem, because he posted this online directed at her, it does kind of seem like a direct message.
I'm going to do
like
one of these posted
thing?
At him.
You'll do one?
I'm going to be like, Jim,
and the sex.
If you were a little younger, you and I, we'd be stuck in an elevator together. I'd take your top off, you'd take off my bottoms. We'd do cartwheels from wall to wall until my balls draped across your face like a superhero mask. These are things I think of when I think of Jim Carrey.
I'm 49. I have lines on my face, sometimes a little gray in my beard, and it takes me a lot longer to pee than it used to. Discernible signs of aging that I can.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess they have to decide how they feel about it.
See his red carpet interview with the E! Entertainment girl where he was like, she's like, how's it going? He's like, I don't know what he said. He went into this like existential rant and she just did not get it. And it just it was hilarious.
He's like so distant. Like watching the Sonic movie, I was so impressed by how well he performed, like the version of him that we were used to from the 90s, right?
He's brilliant. I just think that he's also discovered there's other stuff he wants to like kind of experience in his life. It wasn't just like about his like entertainer identity.
Have you seen the weird Vin Diesel interview that he did back in the day?
No.
In Brazil, where he's like talking about how hot the woman interviewing him is, and it's really weird. I think he might have been maybe a little wasted or something.
This one, and she's so beautiful. Am I right or wrong? Look at her. How am I supposed to do this interview? Look at this woman.
Tell me. He's a professional that gets paid millions of dollars.
Come on, man, talk to me. Tell me your story. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go have lunch.
See, it quickly goes downhill. Like, there's a difference between acknowledging someone's hot and being like, wow, I'm acknowledging you right now, and being like, let's peace out and go fuck.
Right.
Excuse me. Say that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But that's all allowed here.
See, I mean, that's where guys like realize it's not the Me Too movement, all these things is not about acknowledging someone. Like, you can acknowledge someone and say, like, wow, you're beautiful. Like, I acknowledge you. Like, keep it up, or like your energy is awesome. But then it's that next step where you're like, and now let's do something about it.
Yeah. Like, especially during an interview where it's being filmed for some sort of media somewhere. It's not like a private conversation.
But you know what I think? It's because it was like in Rio de Janeiro. It was like international. So I feel like they, for some reason, think it's okay. Maybe like it's the US media will get everywhere. Like maybe it won't. But now, obviously, we're in a different time. You know, I had a Jason Statham moment way back. Do you want to hear the story?
Sure. Of course.
So when I used to do press junkets, this is like, oh my God, like over 10 years ago, 13 years ago, it was before he was engaged and married and all that. I interviewed him at one of his movies. The first movie, what was it like? What's his action movies that he does?
He was doing The Transporter.
I think it was
Cranked?
It was like his first big breakout role.
I thought it was Transporter.
He did Transporter, and he also did Crank.
One of them.
Crank.
So I interview him. In the interview, he asks me if I've seen this movie, because he researched a lot of like old school, I guess, martial arts movies, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, no, I never saw that. And so the interview ends. I walk out, and someone who works with him runs after me and was like, Jason Statham wants to send you that movie he mentioned. Can you get your address? And I'm like, okay, all right. And literally a few days later, I get the DVD, because this is DVD time, right?
Yeah.
I get the DVD in my mail from him with a letter and his phone number. And so I text Jason, and we actually had like a few texts back and forth and conversations, and we were supposed to meet up. I was going to like Chile for a shoot, and he had been to Chile. Like we were going, back and forth about some stuff. And then I got back and like, we never really got together, but we were going to go for like tea or to meet up at a certain point, and it never happened, but we did jump on a phone call. He was very nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. 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 So I did see that like earlier on in your career, you did a lot of like interviews with people. Were you on VH1 too at one point?
What's Trending, my company, produced a series on their digital platform.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So we did this, behind the tube, or Huge on the Tube, where we interviewed YouTube stars and the story behind their big viral videos. So yeah, I feel like I've had cat lives. And then you kind of like, things resonate at a certain period of your life, and then it's okay to let it go and move on to something else. It's sometimes hard to let those things go when you feel like perception wise, they seem important.
Yeah.
But that's the journey.
Yeah. I mean, one thing we've covered here for years are kind of the weird, odd things you find in the dark corners of the internet. Like kind of the kind of stuff that like Tosh watches, you know?
Yeah.
The strange people you encounter on YouTube. And
that's why I'm here, because I was one of them.
You were. I mean, you are one of them. Yeah.
That's why I got on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like a lot of times throughout the years on this channel, there have been people who we've even been critical of at one point that we ended up having a good relationship with eventually. So,
yeah. Well, because you know what? A lot of people don't give time to get to know people. We live in this society where it's like we're awarded or rewarded for our opinions, including if they're controversial or they like, and they get views because they're like hitting some sort of emotion, you know, with people. And so then we like end up thinking like, oh, I need to have my point of view, I need to have my voice, which means I need to like really be clear about my opinion, which means I need to argue with someone and bring someone else down. And then we like live in this combative society, and then ultimately we're all humans that want the same thing, but we just are like stuck in these archetypes and personas so we can like survive without actually like looking inside of ourselves. This is getting deep.
introspection.
Yeah, it's just, this is the introspection moment. But at any rate, like, but I just think if we would give ourselves more time to get to know people, like you realize like, oh, there's more connection than disconnection. Although, yeah, some people are just so take so much pride in their opinions and like ideals that that becomes a challenge.
And then there's like the YouTube people that make their bread and butter out of like not picking a side, and then just at the end, but what do you think? But why? I don't really know. What do you think? Tell me in the comments below.
I mean, that's, I mean,
if I mean, you want to name... I was that person for a while, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, like,
I was,
it works.
I think of Phil DeFranco when I think of that. Like if we're talking about,
but it's like it's
like
a whole genre now.
Really? Like, I think Phil has always been very opinionated.
You think?
Well, he always, he has his opinions, but he always dials them back so not to like disrupt the people at the end. He's like, well, that's just what do you think? He does go into the what do you think, like, but that's also about engagement, right?
Because yeah, then people comment. Like, opens up the conversation so you don't alienate people. But yeah, I've always felt he was pretty opinionated, or like showed the news in like an interesting way. But I feel like I fell into that, like, for some reason. Maybe it's because I'm Canadian, like, I didn't like conflict.
Yeah.
And so
I see,
because of that, I didn't really feel like having an extreme opinion about anything. And because of my radio show now, it's really encouraged me and pushed me to like own my voice and what I think. But then also, I don't want to get too stuck in that, because then you can like really take yourself too seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I could see to some degree how Phil might seem opinion, like, he does have an opinion. I won't say he doesn't have that. I think, like, we've delved into extremism on both sides so many times that now even moderate opinions seem different. Even when we have a moderate opinion on something, we get accused of being on the other side every time.
Yeah. I just accept that I'm both sides at once. Like, I don't really care what people think, because I'm half the time I'm just joking anyways, and people don't pick up on that. So I've stopped saying anything serious at all, ever. Because it's just a waste of
breath. There's this person that we play videos about on this channel a lot, and we criticize what he says because frankly, he's a hateful person.
Who?
But his name's Nick Fuentes.
Who is that?
He's an alt-right guy, anti-Semitic.
Listen, you can have whatever opinion, but like, if you come from a place of hate and rejecting certain people in our world, then, you know, that I don't think that's right. That's not right.
Yeah, I don't agree with it at all. Like,
he got his channel terminated this week.
He did,
right?
Just get his channel terminated. He used to try. He would speak in code.
Yeah,
to try to, like, because
he
skirt
knew what
around.
He was doing. He knew he was pushing the
personally
boundaries.
I like, I'm okay with a private company deciding what is appropriate on their private platform. I don't necessarily agree with censorship in general, but the owners of YouTube don't want certain things on their platform, and it's their right to not allow it. That's how I feel about it. So he was trying to, like, he's a horrible, he's a kid too, basically. He's like 21 years old. He wears a suit. Oh yeah. Yeah. And like, he's about as out there as you get, but the scary thing is the size of his audience. It's just insane.
Big. That's the thing. So it's like, if you allow people like that on the platform, there will always be an audience, but then it's like, and they will find that information somewhere else. But I just think that YouTube doesn't want to be responsible for that misinformation.
Yeah, and now he'll be looked at as a martyr by all of
his
true. Fans.
It's true. Yeah. So we would reach out to those kind of people and have them on and have them in a debate and kind of attack their ideas in real time.
Or at least
that
make
way
fun
they don't
of them.
Yeah, yeah. Because then they don't look like so much of a victim, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, the whole thing is just like, why do you think it's okay to hate on certain, like, you must be really angry if you feel the need to like pick on other.
It's weird conspiracy theories at this point a lot. Also,
it's anger. It's inadequacy. There's so many levels to why people.
The weird thing is that, you know, the enemy number one to Nick Fuentes is JF. It's these two white nationalists, like, against each other, flagging each other on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever. It's the weirdest thing ever.
And then at the same time, it's like, I don't want to feed that type of content, but would you rather it be on a platform where everyone has access to it versus them just doing it behind
That's
closed
what
doors?
Gab is.
And then you can then find out if stuff is going down, you're part of the conversation.
Right.
So that's the other side of it, which is like, I get why Twitter does what they do.
There was also
I just think you would demonetize them. Why not have them available, but say, all right, you're not going to monetize. You're not going to be able to make a business here,
And they've demonetized other people for less than that, too.
With YouTube, everybody who's a YouTuber knows that monetization through YouTube is not the way to make your money anyways. You have to have more baskets for your eggs.
Yeah.
Is that the euphemism? Don't put all your eggs
in one basket.
Don't put all your baskets with one egg.
More eggs, more eggs.
Yeah.
Sure. I know you want to get going soon. Is there anything that you want to cap off with us? I know you got that hot date.
No, this has been fun. I mean, I just need to jump. I think I'm getting picked up at 8:15 or 8:30, so I still have some time. Okay. I'm one of those chicks that like gets ready really quickly.
Yeah.
But I don't need like an hour.
Okay. I just want to make sure we weren't holding you hostage.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I know I can be very charming and time will just disappear.
Totally. I'm just being sucked into this live stream.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's fun being on a new podcast / live stream. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Shira wants to take a shower and we all want her to take a shower.
You're not going with her to the shower, Teddy.
Yeah. Wow.
Chill.
You know, Teddy Rubskin produces puppet erotica.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I've seen puppet erotica videos that Teddy Rubskin has produced.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to shame. It's just interesting. Yeah. I just wonder where that comes from. Like, you need to, I don't know. Like, I always look at, like, how does something originate? It needs to originate from a time in your formative years where, I don't know, maybe you were humping your toy. Like, that's how you got home.
I mean,
where
did the sexual aspect of the furry fandom come from? There has to be this huge amount of people that are sexually attracted to cartoon animals. It's just so weird, but it's there.
It's interesting. And like, what does that mean for intimacy outside of that?
I don't know. Like, we have a friend of our show that is one of our head admins in our fan groups and everything. And his name's Creamsicle, and I think Creamsicle has a normal job too, but on the side, Creamsicle is a furry pornographer. Basically.
Amazing. And, I think whatever gets you off.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily into that, but I'm not into like shaming someone who is. But I just wonder where does it come from? You know?
I'm not against the idea of getting a fursuit and going to a convention and hooking up the entire weekend.
It goes back very far, though. The first furry convention, I think, was late 80s. And there was always that. I mean, like, they would celebrate their fandom of, cartoon animals in public. But then there were always the wild after parties and stuff. I watched a documentary about it. There was always that weird kind of
most conventions
aspect.
Are about the wild after parties, like whether it be like
I wonder, like I would totally understand like putting on a unicorn onesie and wanting to get it on.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not like this doesn't drive me. It doesn't drive my sexual appetite. But if I had like a big panda suit, I would roll up to a fur convention, play some Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah,
I'd kick it. I don't care. It'd be fun. I'm not against that.
No, no.
The only problem is it costs like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for a quality suit. I'm not going to show up with like a cheapo suit. I'm not going to go rent a panda suit.
Just like a onesie from Target.
Yeah, I need like a really nice suit if I'm going to go to a convention. I got to have top
tier.
Fur
suits are expensive. Yeah, I've heard about that.
They're like mascot suits?
I mean, kind of, but I guess they're more expensive than this, you know, like a college mascot.
Yeah, and if you roll up to a furry convention in a mascot suit, you're not guaranteed to get any. So don't try it, guys. Don't try
it. I had to unfollow Creamsicle on Twitter because I would randomly get videos, erotic videos.
I don't unfollow. I had to stop liking all of his posts because people were complaining that they would show up on their timeline. I think that's the worst thing. When you like somebody's post, it shows up on someone's timeline who doesn't subscribe to them. So I'm getting outed for just being supportive.
I get that with you, though.
Yeah, because I want to support all my sex worker friends. So I'm like, oh, good job. You did a fur thing. I like it, you know? And I'm thinking of as like the starving artist.
Okay.
I'm liking what they do. But everybody's like, Billy, you always like fur porn and big boobs. I'm like, because I'm supporting the artist here, the
worker. There'll be like a big boobs picture in my feed. It'll be like, Billy, the fridge liked. Every time.
Yeah. I support. I know what it's like to have no support. And I know
so
right now people
the clothed pictures as well.
I do that too. Yeah, I do it all. But I like so much stuff. Like, I auto like something if I feel proud of somebody for doing it, you know? If I'm like, oh, I know this person. I know they worked hard on this. They're doing a good job. Get my like. And that's whether, like, hey, look, I just built my first house. I'm like, good job. Or look, my boobs are falling out of my shirt. Good job. It's all the same to me. Yes. I just support struggling, starving artists. And artists are creators, whether it's creative with nudity or creative with technology. If someone like farts into a can and it makes a really interesting tinny noise, I'm going to like that.
Creativity.
I'm impressed. Yeah, I'm impressed by the creativity. That's all.
Shira, do you ever go to VidCon?
Yeah, I've been there since the beginning, the first one.
Yeah. I knew that, Benjamin.
If you go to their channel, like some of the first videos of interviews with the creators are me, and I look like a baby. We all look like babies. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
We've been, Billy the Fridge has been, what, the last 3 years?
Yeah, I started going.
I've been once, but I think I'll probably go this next year here.
I mean, I've been there a lot, but I used to do more with them, like the actual conference. Before, and now I feel like there's new people there, there's new teams, and it's for some reason, you know, like the OGs sometimes get shut out or something.
Isn't it Viacom
bought it 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, but like, so also a few years ago I was interviewing a lot of the creators on the main stages, and my boyfriend at the time, who's a YouTuber, he was drunk at a party and got into an argument with one of the organizers.
And then was it like, one of the Green Brothers?
And I was like, what is everyone so mad? And I even apologized like on an email, and he never responded to me. And then he was banned. My ex was banned from VidCon.
Was it one of the Green Brothers?
No, the Green Brothers are actually nice. It was just one of the other organizers.
All right.
Yeah.
They don't even know how the time was going.
There's so many people behind it, right? Like, you can piss off one person and then all of a sudden you're not invited to the parties with all the free t-shirts and ice cream. All I want is free t-shirts and ice cream.
No more t-shirts. I can't do any more t-shirts.
They never fit me anyways. Yes.
Broad on content. Thank you, Boobri. Good conversation without videos. Generally just a dope person.
Yeah. A lot of times we got to kind of lean on some videos to watch, but the best shows we found.
I told Ben, I was like, look, Ben, I don't want to blow this opportunity with videos. I want a one-on-one conversation.
I'm glad you took the initiative.
I want it.
And your segment, Crapshoot.
Well, yeah, I knew Crapshoot was a good time to bring back.
I'm just so hopeless. I'm so hopeless without you.
I'm just glad you can run the keyboard, Ben. Because without you,
I can hardly do that.
Without you, I would just have a monkey in that seat, and he would be awesome because I would pet
him. You practically do already.
I don't pet you, though. I would pet the monkey. I love petting animals.
You could try petting me.
Oh, that's consent. No, that's consent.
Mickey, I don't have a penis, but even if I did, what would be the...
You're going to get some of the best questions
I had somebody message me on Discord yesterday, and they're like, I'm in a Discord room, and there's this guy saying that you don't have a penis, that you weren't born with a penis.
Up with everyone caring about everyone's genitalia?
Yeah.
Get over and take care of your own genitalia.
And this girl was like, what do you have to say to him about it? What do you have to say to him about him saying you don't have a penis? I was like, tell him if he wants proof, it's going in his mouth.
He did get...
And then he didn't want proof anymore.
We did some... We kind of fell into this sex positive stream, hosted by Casey Tron, who's famous on Twitch. But Billy made a comment that he got accused of fetishizing transgenders. You remember that?
Yeah.
The unicorn.
Yeah.
I mean, but to be honest, like a lot of straight cis hetero guys do. And it's like something to be aware of. And then just to like kind of if you acknowledge and then learn.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy got caught soliciting transgender prostitutes.
If you're not getting caught soliciting transgender prostitutes, you're not trying.
Really? So I'm not trying.
You're not trying, Ben. I get caught at least once a week.
Do we need to go to that one neighborhood you IRL streamed in?
Which one was that?
The one where the like ladies of the evening were coming up to your car?
I don't think they had anything to hide. If I think those were women. Because if you want to get trans prostitutes, you go to the donut stroll of Hollywood.
You know what else we have, Billy?
What?
We have, in the interest of, you know, keeping it PG for everybody, We have the just the animated version of you at Onision's house. For this.
Hey, we're don't right shoot!
There's my cool suit.
Yeah,
do you have any apologies for anybody? Or you feel bad for anything you've done?
I apologize to everyone I've ever met. Especially the people I still know. Those among all. The people I still know. Like, for instance, you. I brought
so
you down with me.
Him.
I'm sorry.
So stop kind protecting. Of you apologize to me.
Joe's there like, stop protecting.
Do you have long hair like that?
Yeah, I have it in a ponytail right now. Before you go, I'll pull it down.
He's got like very Weird Al curls.
Whoa.
You know, a lot of people want me to play Pinwheel for She-Ra so they can see it.
Okay.
You know, Billy here is an accomplished musician in his own right. Yeah, Billy the Fridge. But they want me to play one of his old embarrassing songs.
My
for
music
you.
Has more views than my cringe does. I appreciate that. That makes me a successful musician.
Yeah.
And then I need to probably leave.
Yeah.
So should I play Pinwheel?
Go ahead. Yeah, why not? Just stab me in the back.
Is that stabbing you in the back?
I guess.
Okay. Then how can I resist? Let's see. I wasn't prepared.
Yeah. I'm glad that you stopped this video from playing as well.
Which one
Onision,
would you prefer?
Before Onision humps me.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I forgot that.
No, just
I
play the
that part.
Rap song. Damn
I'm
going
to get to that part. Let's see. Yeah, here it is.
Hold simulate on. What I do in that. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm simulating fucking you in front of my house.
I know.
Yeah. You like that?
I mean,
you like that, you little bitch?
Did this chat like it?
No.
God.
Yeah. I like how that's your first question.
Does chat like it?
Does chat like it?
Because when you're IRL streaming, you're an avatar for the people watching. That's all you are. You're nothing
not
else.
Not when you're getting molested by Onision. Onision literally humped him. Onision bent him over and humped him.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And Onision's like my size.
In the arms
and Billy's
of
like
an
6'2,
angel.
Maybe 6'1.
You're 6'1?
I'm 6'2. I was 6'3, but I shrunk a little bit. I'm very tall.
I don't know. You know what, though? I do not think IMDb lies. Let's verify this.
This is a lie.
Hold on. Nickname Billy.
You're 5'4 and a half.
It's not true. That's not true. People hacked my page. Read the bio, man. Read the bio.
Billy the Fridge is an obscure transgender actor.
And it says 5'8 in the bio is what I'm saying. There's two conflicting reports and they're both wrong.
So what is it?
Fans of our show went to his IMDb.
I'm actually 6'3".
No, he's not.
Yep. We measured on the wall. It says 6'3". I say 6'2 now because some days I slouch.
Okay. But yeah.
Need to do some yoga.
I do. I agree. I'm going to go vegan and do yoga. I'm going to go vegan and go do yoga.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm eating a lot of avocado and I'm eating a lot of pecans, raw pecans. I want to do raw vegan.
I like how this is a mini biography by Samuel Jackson.
Anybody who says you can't alter IMDb
is listed at 3014.
I don't know why this is so funny to you. I'm being trolled mercilessly online. And you dangle this in front of me and
people
laugh.
Should start putting him in fake acting roles too.
No, I probably lost a lot of acting gigs because they think I'm Danny DeVito over here.
What's that movie that you're in? When the hell is that going to come out?
I don't know. There's a trailer for it out there, but hold on. Barely in the trailer. Oh, She-Ra, we're going to let you go here pretty quick, right? Like I don't know what
he wants you to leave before we play this embarrassing video.
What's going on? Oh, before you play it?
I'm going to play it. It's kind of like Insane Clown Posse.
Oh,
yeah, there he is.
Lock up your daughters. It's Billy the Fridge, Ronald McFondle, and JT Rockwell over a martini beat. Shit, you know, y'all better call 911. Nah, fuck it. Call 911, because we're about to fly a plane into this motherfucker.
Wrestling champion,
yeah, there's
neighborhood
his buddy Ronald McFondle.
It's a ball pit banger, let your nuts hang. Happy meals for a double sided for a butt bag.
You know, the funny thing is that he's more embarrassed about this than his videos with Onision that he did. Right?
I just feel like I'm being personally victimized by all of you, except She-Ra. She's She's only watching. But everybody else,
yes,
the chat.
I'm just chat, a witness.
Yes. Everybody else, the people in the chat that are perpetuating this, you're all bullies. I expected better from you. It's all very crass and icky.
Yeah, and there's like... This was done at... part of this was filmed at a peep show place that doesn't exist anymore.
The Lusty
the
Lady.
The Lusty Lady. A quarter...
Oh, where? I mean, when?
It was 2010, I think we filmed this.
And you know, do you know where Pike Place Market is in Seattle? It's like the big touristy part.
Oh, yeah.
It was right there, like literally a block away. I'm going to skip to your verse. Okay, here we go. I like how you're dressed like Chucky.
That's just how I dressed back in the day.
He did lose a lot of weight.
He did. I think he got bigger than this, too.
I was bigger than this at one point.
When I met, did I meet you at your biggest?
I was up there, yeah. I don't know if you met me at my biggest. I got bigger since I met you.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, bother, I'm like poo in a honey pot. Do her where she poo, then I am with a money shot. Funny thought, she gon' spin like a pinwheel. Rollin' with McFondle, yo, you know it's a big deal. Get real, nah, baby, get the plunger. At the buddy starts at the Mickey D dumpster. Get dumber, this'll be hella awkward. Put you on my fist, twist you like a helicopter. Tell the doctor if you start to get dizzy. Don't interrupt me when I start to get busy. She start to get pissy. I'ma call Ronnie Mac. She's a hypochondriac.
All right. Are you people out there in the audience happy now?
If this is going to ruin my chances at becoming president.
You made it.
I didn't make it.
More accessible.
Yeah.
You're like the kind of guy I would have a beer with.
Okay. But I don't drink beer anymore.
Oh my God. All right. I'm going to go.
Yes. All right. Please leave before they throw more of me at you.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable.
But thank you guys for watching. People could follow me on Instagram at Shira Lazar or YouTube. I'm trying to like do my personal YouTube channel, Shira Lazar. Just Shira Lazar everywhere.
I linked both of your channels in the description below so people can check you out there. I saw recently you did jiu-jitsu and pole dancing.
I mean, I'm trying, like my Instagram gets more views, but I'm going to be consistent and commit to also building on YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a pole dancing fitness class. Maybe your audience might like that.
They would. They need to go watch it. Like and subscribe. And hit the notification bell.
I'm posting a video. I do this thing called Adventures and Curiosity where I just like do adventures and things. And so I'm going to be doing forest bathing. I did that one recently, and I did a hike with wolves. You know, it's what we do in L.A.
That's
like, okay, all right, on that note. All right.
I want to hike with wolves, too.
I have little chihuahuas, so hike with wolves sounds pretty epic.
I feel like I couldn't be trusted around wolves. Because I'd try and be the alpha.
Yeah, you have to be, you can't alpha them. You have to like go down to their level and let them come to you. It's like a whole
thing. That's what I was thinking. I'd get eaten up. Because I would try and alpha with the wolves.
It's a good lesson.
The last one I'll ever learn.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome back again sometime.
I appreciate it. Yeah, let me know. Always all around. Right. Have a great weekend, you guys. Happy
you
Valentine's
too.
Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
I need to turn this off.
Yeah. There she goes. All right. Okay. So here we are. And we got other stuff to cover. We've got some time left in the stream.
That was wholesome.
Wholesome.
We don't have enough wholesome conversations.
We don't. I was, especially when it's someone who has mostly wholesome content and they've never been on before.
Yeah.
And they're not familiar with the show. I go out of my way.
Which is weird because up until you started playing me getting humped and saying Ronald McFondle sex things, I thought we might get monetized this episode.
No, at the very beginning we were talking about like sex work and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we will move forward with the content in just a moment.
I'm so glad that I personally thanked Shira for being on the show. A lot of people will say that I didn't, but I know for a fact that I personally thanked her.
Okay.
A lot of people will say that I didn't. That's a lie.
All right.
Did the Seattle Dragons win yesterday?
I think it was today. I think they won today. Pretty sure.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Oh, yeah. It's because I have to run away to
answer immediately.
All right. The Q&A, it can start rolling in, but I'm going to start reading the donows. We got Schmidt came through and said, haven't caught my sweet boys live in a while. Billy, thank Joe for teaching me the thought of boiling my sausages. Delicious. Yeah. Schmidt also said, here's another $2 for boob talk. Grazie. Rubies or emeralds? Ask Boobery. I'm going to go with emeralds because I'm from Seattle, but rubies probably are just as good as emeralds. Allagast says, I drive by Qdoba a lot, never bothered to try them. Are they just as expensive as Chipotle? They're actually comparable in price, but the guacamole and queso is free at Qdoba. Billy, opinions on Rob Halford? I don't know who Rob Halford is based off the name. Yasuke said, pronounce Yasuke with the dono. That's very sweet of you, Yasuke. Thank you. Lord of Nurgle says, if you come to Canada, please know that McDonald's has better coffee than Tim Hortons. Tim's coffee used to be good, but the Golden Arches is clearly superior now. Killer 99 said, love Crapshoot. The best segment Ben and Billy have invented. Thank you, Killer 99. I think I've invented better segments, like I invented the segment Cutting the Fat. I invented the segment DP Action News. I invented the segment Crazy People. And in turn, also, I invented the segment Oddities and Antagonists. But I appreciate you for your appreciation. I just think I've invented better segments, to be honest. They call me Billy's Segments, not because I'm cut into different segments. It's because I invent segments. But if you were to cut me into different segments, I think you would cut probably ham hock thigh segments, big old leg and thigh segments. Maybe first take the legs out, then some nice quarters, some four quarters of my biceps and my arms, and chop my head off. Then you could really do some work with my body. Make some bacon segments. I don't know. That's not gross. Let's get back to the Q&A. Billy, if you could bring anyone back to life, who would it be? Selfishly, probably Anna Nicole Smith, because I feel like she'd make a good girlfriend and she'd be pretty appreciative of me bringing her back to life. Billy invented Dr. Segmento. That's the Segmento segment was a great invention of mine. Legally, I could reclaim an organ from a black market cell. Could I reclaim an organ from a black market cell? What are the legal ramifications on black market sales? I think all sales are final. All sales are final. How was your day today, my sweet boys? Mine was good. I went to Chipotle for that free guacamole. It was free guac day if you're in guac mode.
Listen to Teddy Rubskin. Look at what he's saying.
He's saying Shira's pole dancing video should be a million view video, and I don't think Teddy's wrong. Billy, have you ever met anyone fatter than you at your fattest? Definitely, but it was rare. Like, whenever I went to a buffet, I was always like the fattest guy at the buffet, it would seem. And if there was one or two other fats that were on par with me, we'd give each other looks like, yeah. But last time I went to a casino buffet, there were so many people fatter than me. There were people fatter than me at
Dude,
my fattest.
Casino people, a lot of them have money. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are retired, so they sit around and do nothing but whatever the fuck they want. So they go to the casino, eat, they fucking stuff their fucking gut till they're about to poop.
Yeah.
And then they go play the fucking slots.
Well, they poop more and then they eat again.
Yeah, and then play the slots.
It was crazy. I did invent fatness.
If you spend enough money at a casino, they comp you your meal at the fucking casino.
Favorite part of chicken? I like the breast.
I like the tenderloins.
The tenderloins are part of the breast, right?
No.
What are they? What are they?
Well, I don't know where they come from, but I would consider tenders not breasts.
I thought the tenderloins were part of the breast, the white meat.
I don't.
If there was a severe wound to the scrotum, can the testicles just fall out? Aren't they connected?
Oh, stop.
Are the testicles not connected?
Why are we?
Do they just
this?
Bounce around? I thought they had like some sort of, like, I don't know. Can they? Would they fall out and then be connected? This is really gross. I always eat until I poo. They dangle out. Okay, that makes sense. You guys are so interesting today. Thank you, sweet boys and girls, for all the delicious questions.
Questions. What else do we got? Oh, by the way, everybody, tomorrow...
Booker T. We coming for you, drunken peasants.
Tomorrow, I have a special meeting that Billy's not invited to, by the way, with Mr. Joe about the Joe Show coming up later this month. To all of our patrons, $5 and above, you're going to catch the Joe Show here. It's a deeply inclusive DP exclusive. Yes.
Billy, if you could celebrate any holiday every day, what holiday would it be? April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day, kid. That would be a shitty celebration. Ben and Billy, could you get Jacqueline Glenn back on?
Maybe.
We'll reach out to her.
I actually commented in one of her streams the other day, and she recognized me.
Yeah, let's try and get her back on.
A deeply inclusive DP exclusive.
Yeah.
Good one, Teddy Rubskin.
Literally what I just said.
No, I like Teddy's version better.
Nope. Stop it.
Nope, I'm giving Teddy credit for that one.
Nope. That's my alliteration. Is that alliteration? No. It's not alliteration. Mine would be St. Patrick's Day. Let's weed out them snakes. Ooh, egghead, you clever little cringer. Billy, could you drop a hydrogen bomb on something? I didn't see what it was, so I can't say whether or not I would drop it. Billy, will you fight Mike Bloomberg? You know, I'm going to go to New York City very soon. And if he gets in my face and tries to, like, Bloomberg around me and I feel threatened, then I might have to fight to survive. If you put cum in a syringe and then injected it into someone's bloodstream, would they die?
Oh, dude, we have to stop this.
I have no idea.
We have to stop this. I know a better segment.
Yo, safely!
Let's go find this hater, put a bullet in this fucking head.
How do you like me now?
I'm the only critter with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is my neighbor. I invented the troll or not a troll segment. The only segment I didn't invent was cringe raps because I'm not a sicko. Oh, sick. I love silence of the hams.
Oh, fuck, dude. I thought this worked earlier.
I mean,
hold on.
Is this the daughter from Family Matters all grown up?
Hold on. We have to
hear this. Is Steve Urkel about to pop out and be like, oh, Laura, my sweet. If you put blood into a syringe, then injected it into someone's cum stream, would they die? Damn it, Mickey. This is why we stopped the questions.
All right. I'm just going to play it from this.
I did not invent cringe rap. I was merely born from it.
Trying to beat up loud as fuck. Turn up louder.
Yeah.
Hey. I take all my girls to Red Lobster for the Cheddar Bay biscuits. All my girls at the Red Lobster for the Cheddar Bay biscuits. All you can eat Cheddar Bay biscuits. Yeah. All you can eat.
Drop that ass.
I am the tape.
Bag. Shorty get the bag. Look home.
Shorty get the bag. Shorty get the bag. Put it over your face.
Go and drop that ass. Go and drop that ass, girl. Drop that ass. Shorty get the bag. Shorty get the bag. Look. Make that last.
No, is he gonna hump her on a mattress in an alley?
She pops them tags. Shorty pop the tags. Shorty got a jag. That's pink jag. Shorty got the swag. Got it from a dad. The daddy.
Shorty got the swag. She got it from,
she
her,
got
dad.
From her dad.
So he's like, you know, I want to actually hump her dad, but I'm going to do it through her because that swag, that's, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Keep it for the dub. Starts it for the fatty dog. Girl, I'ma smash the fatty break shoes.
Though you're going to get pink eyed. You wrapped down there too long.
Oh.
I go in. Starts it.
She fought and
She fought.
Curl
you like shrimps.
She earns. Oh, it is. You like shrimps.
You
I told
like
you.
Shrimps.
I told you. He picked her up at the Red Lobster for Cheddar Bay biscuits, and he's flaunting this endless shrimp in front of her face. You like shrimps at the Cheddar Bay biscuit, baby. You can get it. All you can eat shrimps.
I go hard. Starzy pop a ball. Starzy is a star.
I like how he's got a 2000 Buick Century.
I like how this video was filmed
in portrait mode.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, violent.
That was cringy.
Violent.
She ran away.
This is die N word.
go home.
The N-word, not die.
Yeah, that's fucking cringe.
The Ant-word.
Let's do
the anti-particle. What the hell?
Look at the kid that's embarrassed. The youngest kid is embarrassed at what these younger older kids are doing.
He's the only one.
Look at him.
Look at all these blessings. We are just expressing love for all our blessings. Look at all these blessings. Look at all these blessings. We are just expressing love for all our blessings. Look at all these blessings. I get to do what I love, love. Freedom, music for fun, fun. I'm as free as a dove, dove. Soaring high above, above. I got me some food and a cat. Friends are chilling in a house. It don't get much better than that.
I want to personally send my condolences to these gentlemen who most recently had lost their favorite YouTuber, Nick Fuentes, from the platform. I hope they find solace in the Catboy Discord room on his server. I can only assume that these are the type of people that watch Nick Fuentes on a daily basis.
I'm just stating the honest facts. Family and friends, I'm blessed. People who support me can attest. Every beat I make, I put the rest. My people got my back, they're the best. My country and city, I got my back. Springfield, Mo, I'ma put on the map.
Springfield, Missouri. Springfield, Mo. Springfield, Mo.
Springfield, Mo. No, he's actually, that was a line to
the bartender.
The bartender, Mo, from Springfield, yeah. A lot of people will confuse that.
Look at all these blessings. Look at all these blessings. We are just expressing love for all our blessings. Look at all these blessings. Shout out to Dustin and Calvin and Freckles and Jake, Luke and Rob.
It's wholesome though.
Rock a Bob and Tabor and Paige. Let's get it ready to celebrate. Grab McKenzie and Sage with all the chicks in the game. Get the Jacobs, the Dates and Zim babes. You know that I'm ready to play.
You know what I did, though, today?
What did you do, Benjamin?
I did a search when I was searching for the content for this segment, and I typed in chemistry rap, and you would be shocked how many chemistry rap videos there are.
No.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not shocked. I'm just severely disappointed.
I thought of you anyway. Appropriate to me.
Oh my God. This is the. Hold on. All right. Yeah, here we go.
And one aspect of being cool is you gotta wear a hat.
One aspect of being cool is you have to wear a hat.
Gotta wear a backwards hat or sideways. This is chemistry. It's a simple chemistry equation. No!
I can see the headlines the next day. Teacher drops pants.
This is already cringy, and he hasn't started rapping yet.
And I guess it's also true, depending on your equipment, you're supposed to take off your shirt.
Oh my God, can you not explain it for more than half the video? Just get into the rap, you fucking. No!
Here we go. It's hard out here to teach them.
Teaching Kim.
That book I wrote is a gem. I sing this song with low bridges.
No!
Students are all sons of bitches.
Wow, he hard.
I knew he was going to do that. Because what else do you rhyme with britches?
He whore.
Was he going to get street and say stitches?
You got me laughing so hard, I'm in stitches. Why do so many teachers think they should rap to their students?
You don't want to know why.
Is it connecting with the youth? Is that what they're... It makes you cringe just to hear it, right?
I hate to say this, right? Because it's not... It doesn't apply to all teachers.
Yeah, of course.
But there is probably about one in five teachers probably should not be in charge of a classroom full of kids. The one in five teachers.
Maybe he's good at teaching chemistry, though.
Nope.
Oh, nope. Because of this?
Yep.
A lot, but for 10 measly dollars, the exam can be bought. So let's do a review of what we've just learned. All
right. His pants are unbuckled.
All he's missing is some shoe polish on his face.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is this Canada?
Why would it be Canada?
Man, because I give Canada a little bit of a pass. A little bit of a pass.
What?
They're just a little disconnected. They're behind the times.
What? They got rid of slavery in Canada long before it was gone in the United States.
But culturally, Canada is usually like...
Hold on, though. They had gay marriage long before us. They had legal weed federally before us.
They had Tom Green and a rap group in the 90s when that should have been something that happened in the
80s. I just disproved you.
It's all about hip-hop in Canada is what I'm saying. They're a little behind the times.
Okay.
They're still doing
they
battle
rap. They had universal health care way before we've ever going
to... When it comes to rap, when it comes to hip-hop, okay?
Okay.
Everything else, I love Canada. Like, I would rather live there, and if I move there, they'd immediately advance 5 to 10 years in the span.
Well, you should try visiting, and we'll see how far it...
I used to go all the time.
Oh, no.
That's why Canada had such a budding...
I got a girlfriend. She's really hot. She lives in
That's why they had
Canada.
Such a budding rap, battle rap industry in Canada. It was because of my influence in the country.
Uh-huh.
Probably not true.
All right. I'm moving to the next one.
Thank you.
If it plays. Is it playing? Yeah. There's so many of these kind of videos. What if I told you
I'm sitting here
this one isn't so bad?
I don't know what to do. The teacher's gonna test me and I gotta make it through. How am I supposed to keep this straight? Maybe I should change
it's
my
as good as it as
you
can eight. As it can kind of be.
Wait a minute, I don't need a cheat. All I have to do is learn this with the beat. This chapter's on chemical bonds and it all has to do with valence electrons.
Use this to make it through.
It's not that cringy. For
so
one,
hard it all just done.
For
you know
one,
this is a school project, so yeah, he's got to keep it like...
As far as these things go, this is like not cringy. It is not a teacher, for one, that gives it some
it's safe, a student.
Safe space. Students can still be terrible. But this student, he's carrying a beat. He's hitting his lines that... Maybe he's a little off in his delivery, but he's definitely like... He's keeping a swing to it. The class is kind of bobbing with him, not against him. That's good.
Study these facts, now you're on the ball. So you still think chemistry ain't that great? Just listen to your boys and keep your head straight.
When ionic bonds form electrons, transfer metals lose electrons, cations are the answer. Nine metals pick up and get a negative charge. An anion forms, now we're living at large.
That's not bad.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not cringing.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate the boys doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I saw this and I was like, oh, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
Hold it. Wait. Stop. Halt. Metals and non-metals combine to make a salt. This happens through that magnetic attraction. Another way of saying electrostatic action.
I'll open for these guys.
Chemistry ain't so hard at all. Just study these facts, now you're on the ball. So you still think chemistry ain't that great? Just listen to your boys and keep your head straight. In covalent bonds, those electrons are shared. The separated orbitals, they like to be paired. Non-metal atoms with an incomplete shell like to get together and ring each other's bells.
All right.
It'd be funny if like the two guys just started making out in the background. Like that'd
this
be
is
funny.
High school.
Buddy. I know, dude. That'd be fucking hilarious. That'd be fucking hilarious. Big Jim featuring DJ Paul.
What generic names? Big Jim.
Directed by Raul.
Very descriptive name. He's in a gang. He He's our gangbanger.
I was cruising in Cleveland just the other day.
Oh no!
I went to Paul's house for some hoops to play. He went to his house, but when he brought out the ball, looked like it wasn't even pumped up at all. I said, what the crap, Paul? We can't play hoops with that.
It was pumped when I got it, but now it's flat.
The pressure goes down when the temp is cool.
Why is he reading the fucking lyrics in the video?
I'll tell you why.
Come on! Really? In the video? Like, it's one thing to even read it while you're recording it. You should have it memorized by then. Because you shouldn't read it while you're recording it. You should, like, feel it. You know what I mean?
You should, yeah.
Yeah.
But these guys aren't professional.
But up quick, so
and they shouldn't feel comfortable enough to be professional. Because they're terrible. So it I'll give them a pass for reading it, even though
the
it's
temperature drops
terribly
the pressure
unprofessional.
Equals if the guess is ideal, that's the way it'll be. If the guess is ideal, that's the way it'll be.
Well.
If the guess is ideal, that's the way it'll be. If the guess is ideal, that's the way it'll be. After a long day of dealing and pimping hoes, I tried to slam a door, but that shit won't close.
Dude, they use this as a school project? I don't know. Is it a college project? Maybe that's why.
Chill out, yo. Don't go into contortions. Valley man pressure are inverse the proportions. It's slow because of all that air inside. And when the volume gets up, the pressure amplifies.
What? You don't like learning? Is that your problem?
Okay, no, that's... I don't like learning, but that's not my problem.
You're learning.
If I want to learn, I will seek knowledge. I don't want to be forced learned. That I do not consent to this form of learning.
It all boils down to Boyle's law. If the volume gets big, then
if
the pressure
I
want
to learn and somebody tries to teach me in the form of rap, they're going to learn how quickly I'm walking out of the classroom. And that's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, I get up and I just start peeing on them. I have peed on people multiple times because they needed a reality check.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you pee on anyone in battle cam?
Joe peed on me once.
Okay.
But I was stuck in a bathtub. I couldn't get out.
TV equals NRTV.
If the guess is ideal, that's the way it'll be. If the guess is ideal, that's the way it'll be.
TV equals NRTV.
If the guess is ideal, that's the way it'll be. If the guess is ideal, that's the way it'll be. Is there an easier way to do this stuff? All these laws are confusing. I've about had enough.
Okay, I've had enough too.
Delete.
I feel like we've seen this before.
Have we?
I think we saw this one before.
Have we?
Maybe I'm wrong. Those are lit shoes.
Periodic table.
Elements
shoes.
Are grouped on reactivity, stacked up and down, not horizontally, but moving left to right, you can't avoid the metals, non-metals, and the metalloids. Eight families on the periodic table all react because they are unstable. The elements in the noble eights don't care, don't play, they don't like to donate. Their valence electrons in their outer shell. They don't react, attract, or repel. But alkaline, and transition react based on their element composition. A feature middle lave is a mother of the table, not an element that he has was labeled. Elements pure can't break them down. Two more combined, then it's a compound like NaCl. H2O2. Bonds need to chemically be broken too. Chemical bond needs a chemical change. The atoms have been rearranged. The atom itself is too small to see, but atomic structurally has positive protons, negative electrons, plus or minus charges, neutrally charged neutrons.
Yeah. Don't dance. Your enunciation was piss poor. You don't deserve to dance. The dance is a little better than doing like a confident hip-hop stance afterwards, so that's a little better. Don't dance.
I feel like she's not fully taking herself seriously.
Of course she's not.
Elements, compounds, and then mixtures. Heterogeneous, everything looks different. Molecules have even distribution. It's uniform, the mixture's a solution like dirt, air, or coffee, that's brewed. Not
dance
air,
like nobody is
CO2.
Watching. Damn
mixtures,
it, Stabby.
Mechanically mixed
compounds, having good points.
It's the basics.
This is the basic. Basic.
Draw a line, count, balance, and on occasion. Don't create atoms, add coefficients. Try it again until you're proficient. Matter's most because matter is in all of solid liquid gas.
Can we stop? Is that an option? Is
tungsten clan?
Tungsten clan?
I believe we have a lot of people here today that are in love with evidence. Let me hear you say it. One, two, three.
Science will not.
Someone needs to
science.
Cut the Native American man beating his drum in that little kid's face during this.
And the kid's like,
I love y'all.
Exothermic lines, I'm releasing to the mic enthalpy change, eliminating gaslight, putting hands on my data, paying favors, cold breakers, ignoring taxpayers, watch a movement ignite, ain't gonna silence this, every scientist a fist, we raising them up with evidence, we resist, post peer review, you want your crew to review.
You like this?
No, I don't like this. I don't think anybody likes this.
Somebody likes
it. One in the chat if you like this.
Everyone press one. You know you like it. Come on.
That was not what I said.
Okay. I for one like it, so I am picking one. I am picking one.
Nope.
I see a lot of ones in the chat.
You influenced everything.
What do you mean?
Your interjection influenced that this is not a case study anymore.
Influenced.
Yep, you influenced.
How did you not influence it by saying it sucked and then asking everyone to vote on it immediately?
I said one in the chat if you think this is good. So mine had counter influence to myself because I didn't even give a number option if you didn't think it was good. All I did was give a positive option. And then you came in and said, just do a one in the chat. I'm going to do a one in the chat too. Totally. Like, as far as chemistry goes, it's a brand of science, and this scientific study
government
here.
Censorship trying to mute the truth. Gag order EPA in the national park. Gag orders order in to keep.
Maybe you're
the
just
police
jealous because he's the dopest MC.
Science have no borders. Your gag order's torn apart. Science!
Oh, he's in Seattle, dude. He's rocking. Dude. Holy shit. I bet he opened for Jedi Mind Tricks.
Be silenced. Silence.
Yeah.
Will not be silenced.
Look at him on stage.
I'm becoming a fucking creationist after this. And I believe in Jilly Juice and Flat Earth.
As decades go by, sea level on the rise. Planet be changing, want us changing the station.
Planet be changing.
While the temperature climbs, so can you feel that? Feel the mic feeding your feedback while the powers that be attempt to strap us with the feedback. Alternative facts, signature of a host, signature of an emperor in need of new clothes. Resistance, we got it in droves. Countless racists measured in megaphones. And we get front row as policy implodes. The science survives, call it alt-road. Science!
Oh shit.
Will not be silenced. Science.
I need Nick Fuentes to do a cringe rap so I can go back to science.
Supporting a delusion won't change the facts. Supporting a delusion won't change the facts. Supporting a delusion.
I don't trust people with science who don't have the self.
We put it to the
the self awareness not to do this. Yeah, your rap should be peer reviewed and flushed down
rap.
A toilet.
Silenced. We will not be silenced.
So bad. I'm getting physically sick. I'm gonna leave the room. I gotta pee. I'll be back
tonight on the post show, which will start shortly after we end this show. We will be doing a little bit of stupid ads. We will be doing part of the stupid ad segment on tonight's post show. If you want to sign up for that, there's three ways you can do it. You can become a $10 patron or more. You can become a $10 subscribe star or more. Or you can click the join link below and become a member to only get the post show. $10 on the other platforms gets you all kinds of wonderful stuff. So yeah, check that out. And now I am going to open up the floor to all of you. Here we are. For the third time tonight.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
Hot mic. Yeah, I'm here. Is it possible to shit out your internal organs? is the part of your butt that's internal, considered internal organs, because like people's internal butt parts have pushed out before, right? I think. Should I drink another rum and coke or switch to whiskey? I mean, if you're going to do either or, I say do whatever you want, right? Just do what you want there in that situation. Are your eyes interchangeable? I don't know if you have an eye that's destined to be your right eye and destined to be your left eye. I don't think they've ever done an eye transplant, so I don't think eyes are interchangeable either way, right?
The first successful eye transplant was in 1986. It wasn't eye to eye from the same body. It was somebody else's eye was transferred, a dead body cadaver eye was transferred.
Was it?
No, I made that up.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. So, we are going to wrap this up pretty soon.
A dead body, cadaver body. Yeah. Fixel.
Dead body, cadaver.
That's what I saw. It was a dead body, cadaver body. Ew.
We are going to do the post show. We're going to do stupid ads over there. I'm putting up Five minutes on the board for anyone who wants to ask us any questions chat, or if you want to do anything else.
A dono question would be open. Tuba McFly said, I am the table. Booker T said, Drunken Peasants, we coming for you. Jake Dyer said, Cheryl, what is your favorite film in repeated views? She's not here to answer, so I'll say her favorite film was Groundhog's Day in repeated views. And then that gets us up to date with our delicious, delicious contributions today. Thank you guys for all the love and support that you have given us. And I also want to thank you for all not pressing one earlier when I asked you to give your honest opinion on the cringe rap segments, and none of you pressed one. I really appreciate that. For those of you that did press one, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the ones that didn't press one. Because I knew all the ones that didn't press one would not press one, and I appreciate it.
Oh, you knew which ones wouldn't.
I knew. I knew obviously some trolls would press one. I'm not thanking them right now. Can you have a robot eye? Yeah. Of course. Would you date a trans or a gay? Probably. I don't know. Are they covering dinner? That's really what it comes down to. Like, anybody who wouldn't date somebody if they're buying dinner is obviously not a shill like Shilly the Fridge. Obviously. Obviously.
Obviously.
I went to Acclaim Jumpers last night, had a big old steak. Big old steak.
Claim Jumpers.
Yeah, it's like a white trash restaurant.
Never heard of it.
Cheers, goose juice.
Cheers, cheers. Cheers.
Enjoy the Hefeweizen.
Thanks for helping us exceed the goal, guys. Every time we do that, that's just mind-blowing. And I think tomorrow I'm going to do some IRL streaming, so stay tuned on the DP Underground channel. Go subscribe to the DP Underground channel, because I'll probably be doing some IRL in Seattle for a couple hours tomorrow to help start the goal for next week, because the next goal starts next week. I'm going to try to keep delivering, especially now that the weather's getting better here. I'm going to try to start delivering new content.
Which form of torture would you least want to be suggested to? Heartache.
Oh my God. Torture, like drowning. I mean, they're all pretty horrible. The ones that like slice you open and let you bleed out while you're still alive are pretty horrible. I went to a museum of torture when I was in when I was in Amsterdam, And there was a lot of those, like, medieval Dark Ages torture devices. Kind of blows your mind how they put people in those things.
Amsterdam.
One cool thing about Amsterdam is you can get on one of those cruise boats that goes up and down the canals. A lot of them have bars on them, and some serve food on them, and you just kind of chill, cruise down the canal, take in the scenery, have a Heineken, do your thing.
Would you be willing to try to get Michael Reeves as a guest? He does robot and taser theme content, and I know how much you love that. Yasuke, that's a good question.
Robot theme content?
I don't, whatever.
I'm open to having anybody on.
I'd love to have Michael Reeves on as a guest when our other guest was like Teddy Rubskin. So we have.
I tried to get Lacey to come on with Shira because they like when I met Shira, I'm like, she kind of reminds me of Lacey a little bit, like
Lacey Green.
Yeah, a little bit. So I thought they would have been cool together on the show.
Michael Reeves has 3 million subs. Good. That'll teach him for being on our show. Let's get him on so we can have 3 million subs afterwards. Does anybody else pick up a baby and immediately think about throwing it off a fucking tower on accident? I do think of all the accidents that could happen when I'm holding a baby because I'm worried. I'm like, oh my God, this life hasn't even started yet. And then want to put it in my hands.
Pimp monk. I see you in here now. Do you want to be on the post show tonight?
Do you, Pimp Monk?
Pimp Monk, would you be on the post show? We're going to start it later. Like in a minute, I'm about to end this stream, and then we're going to take a break for a couple minutes. But I'll add you to the group if you want to be on the post show. It's up to you. I'm going to wait for you to tell me if you want to be a star now in the post show.
Billy, how does it feel to get so roasted tonight by, among other things, having that new chick see someone shoved into your bare ass? That didn't happen, Stabby.
She did say that.
It didn't happen. That didn't happen. None of that happened.
How did he get roasted, though? That's the only thing that I remember really happening. Oh, the, like, Onision humping you?
Do you think it's possible for an alien species to have more than 3 genders?
Pimp Monk can't. Oh, no Pimp Monk. All right, we're going to end this stream.
For those of you that weren't going to watch the post show because Pimp Monk was going to be on it, we just got word he's not going to be on it, so you can watch. But if you want to watch, all you got to do is what? Be a $10 patron or a member of this channel?
Yeah. So $10 patron gets you all of our Patreon content. So that's how you get the post show included with everything else. And there's going to be the Joe Show. There's going to be Actual Mania 5. There's a lot coming up towards the end of this month. So $10 patrons get all that. And or if you just want the post show, just the post show standalone on its own, you can just click the join link here and become a member. So, yeah, check it out. We will see the rest of you Tuesday. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.